infamous Albert Pike letter to Mazzini, known as the Illuminati Plan for Three World Wars, was allegedly written by Albert Pike in 1871. The letter outlines a plan to foment three world wars in an attempt to take over the world. It is claimed that the letter was on display in the British Museum Library until 1977, but the British Museum denies this claim. Some suggest that the use of the word Nazism in 1871 proves that the letter is a fraud, and others say the same about Zionism. But Zionism existed back then. Zionism was made official in the late 1800s as a non-religious nationalist movement arguing that the Bible was proof that Jews had a lawful claim to the land of Palestine, an area that was currently inhabited by a population that has lived there relatively peacefully for centuries. Around the alleged writing of this Albert Pike letter, Jews began immigrating to Palestine with the intention of someday creating a state of Israel, which did not happen until 1948, after World War II and the creation of the United Nations. Albert Pike joined the Fraternal Independent Order of Odd Fellows in 1840. By 1859, he was elected Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite's Southern Jurisdiction and remained Sovereign Grand Commander for the rest of his life. He was definitely aware of Zionism, and if this Illuminati plan is true, then his use of the word Nazi is plausible. Either way, the letter is worth a read, and the closer we get to the end game, the more accurate this letter appears to be. The Illuminati plan for three world wars. The first world war must be brought about in order to overthrow the czars in Russia and make that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergences caused by agents of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. After the war, communism will be used to destroy other governments and weaken the religions. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and political Zionism is strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough to balance Christendom, which would be restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agents of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islam. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Whoever wrote this letter had the vision to see where this is all going. By manipulating our beliefs and emotions, mankind has been herded into these wars like cattle to the slaughter. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Wow. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yet again, humanity is being thrown into a state of perpetual war, whether it's the meat grinder in Ukraine or now the meat grinder in the Middle East. I'm really not sure where to begin. I've got all kinds of news here. Should we begin with the fake news, the false flags? You know, yesterday I did a whole segment on the babies in incubators hoax that led us into the Gulf War and how all the media went along with it and the U.S. politicians went along with it. And then that was all over Twitter last night. That's why this transmission is important. And now you have politicians like Lindsey Graham saying, we, the United States, are in a holy war. That's odd. I thought this was a Christian nation in the West. I thought this was the United States of America. Now, I'm going to show you how this war has been brought to our streets. And it's unfortunate because you could argue we've done this to ourselves. But now you have pro-Israel protests, you have pro-Palestine protests, they're facing off in the streets, they're making threats, genocidal rhetoric, and you know, they all have one thing in common, and you know what that one thing is? They all are saying this from the safety of the Christian nation of the United States of America. Whether they're pro-Palestine or pro-Israel, talking about their holy war on the other side of the planet that they fled, they're all saying these things from the Christian nation of the United States of America. But it's funny because I don't hear any gratefulness. I don't hear anybody thanking the United States of America for allowing them to come here and live in peace and prosperity. Isn't that amazing? The Christian nation of the United States of America that opened its arms to the world, and now we have your holy wars on our home soil. Hey, that's great. We've got free speech here. You go out in the streets, you're pro-Israel. You go out in the streets, you're pro-Palestine. You have the safety and the comfort to say that from the Christian nation of the United States of America. And it seems you're taking it for granted, as I suppose we all have, as you call for your holy war now, that you fled to the Christian nation of the United States of America, you now want that here. And that's now supposed to be our problem. And the nation that you fled to avoid that, to get peace and prosperity, is now going to be engulfed in the very thing that you fled? How ironic. But I guess the same could be said for communism and socialism. All the people from all around the planet fleeing communism, fleeing socialism, and then they come here, and what do? Now we have communism and socialism here. They flee their countries to avoid political persecution, oppression, political incarceration, and now what do we get? We get that right here. So I'm going to be covering all the latest when it comes to what's going on in Israel, what's going on in the Gaza Strip, the responses from all around the world, the responses from right here in the United States of America. We'll ask the questions that nobody else will ask. But again, I didn't see anybody talking about the babies in incubators hoax from the 1990 Gulf War propaganda until we covered it right here on the Alex Jones Show yesterday, and now that realigned many people's vision, and that's important. And that's important. And it's funny how today now, because the movement of the news cycle is a lot faster these days with the internet and our advanced communications. So now when hoaxes happen, we can pretty much figure it out pretty quickly. We also covered the 2019 hoax, where they were showing you footage. They were showing you footage from a Kentucky gun range. People going out at a Kentucky gun range and firing guns. And then they edited that, and they tried to make it look like it was in Syria and the Assad regime killing citizens in Syria. It was footage from Kentucky. And then last night, as I knew it would eventually come out, just like the image of the kids in cages, and they said, oh, look what Hamas is doing to Jewish children. That was a video from a different part of the world, a different year. It's really, there's a debate what part of the world it was from, but it is definitely not from Hamas capturing Israeli children. So that was fake. A bunch of politicians shared that. A bunch of media members shared that. Then there was a video yesterday of some people in a room laying down, getting shot up while they're laying on the ground, bleeding out. That video was confirmed from 2019. Bunch of politicians shared that. Bunch of members of the media shared that, saying, look at what Hamas is doing to Israeli citizens. Wasn't true. Totally fake. War propaganda. War propaganda. And there's more of it. There's more of it. We're going to tell you the other war propaganda that's going on. Yeah, there was the Kentucky gun range video. They said, look at what Assad is doing in Syria. This must be stopped. Literally a show at a gun range in Kentucky. Americans having fun. But don't ever underestimate what the media, don't ever underestimate what the politicians will do to manipulate your emotions and deceive you into supporting a war. Now look, people can pick sides. I don't have a side in this fight. I'm an American citizen, and I support people's free speech to pick a side in this, and that's fine. But I got to tell you, this has been one of those experiences for me, because I actually do have a neutral mind. I actually do have an open mind. I can genuinely say that. I'm not controlled by anybody. And this has been one of those eye-opening experiences for me in the media where I'm just monitoring things, and I can just see the brainwashing and the power of mind control. And it is shocking. It is shocking. It's been one of those experiences for me that is really gonna, it's really sit in. It really solidifies my understanding of how the world works. How propaganda works, war propaganda, media propaganda, brainwashing, mind control. But just to witness how easy it is to manipulate people that I respect, that I know are smart. But even to see them get manipulated by war propaganda. Now, we've got a huge interview today. I'm very excited about this because I, quite frankly, I admire this man, but I consider him a friend. And that's Kyle Serafin, FBI whistleblower. who was part of Dinesh D'Souza's new film, Police State, that is coming out, ironically enough, the day I turn myself into jail. So the day I go to jail for being a political prisoner, a speech prisoner, is the day Dinesh D'Souza's new film, Police State, drops. Talk about incredible timing. Kyle Serafin going to be in studio for the third hour to talk about that, and we can get into anything else that he wants to get into as well. But with what's going on in Israel and the Gaza Strip, I understand it's a very emotionally driven situation, the devastation, the atrocities, I get it. But let's not forget we got problems right here in our own backyards, folks. Let's not forget that under the Biden administration, our economy is collapsing, our border is wide open, and we have political prisoners rotting in jail. So let's just remember that today on this October 11th transmission.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits that they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up. Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors, the Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It does 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water. Almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount. It's probably the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm having a conversation with the crew here in the break, and it's refreshing. It solidifies more of what I've seen because they pay attention. They pay attention and watch the news and have informed opinions as well. And here's the thing. We're all open-minded here. We are not under any mind control. I mean, that folks, like, I got to tell you, it's stunning to me. Again, when you watch the response to news like this, how many people that really think they're free of mind, and then you see the response to stuff like this and you realize they're still on the same hamster wheel. Their mind is still shackled. It might be less shackled. It might have more slack than others out there. But no, it's a hard thing to explain to an audience of millions of people. And I get all kinds of backlash, especially with heavy news like this, from listeners saying, hey, why didn't you cover this? Why didn't you cover this? Hey, you should have said this. You should have said this. Hey, but you should be on this side because of this. You should be on this side because of this. Folks, I am truly neutral minded. Truly. I am truly an independent member of the media. There are not many people that can say that. We are truly independent. The only people we answer to is you in the audience. That's it. That's it. I've talked to Alex maybe twice this week. And by the way, you'll be seeing what Alex Jones has been up to very soon, maybe by the end of today. Very exciting stuff. I'll leave it at that. And we may be able to break that news by the end of the day, but just stay tuned. What Alex has been up to, very exciting stuff. It's going to be groundbreaking even. But I just... to watch the clearly one-sided, slanted news coverage of all of this and watch people eat it up has been stunning. Now, maybe part of my thing is I'm not a religious fanatic. Because a lot of this is just religious fanaticism, quite frankly. I mean, 90% of this is just religious fanaticism. So if you're not a religious fanatic, then maybe you're able to rise above it. But even Christians are saying, no, we've got to bomb Gaza. We've got to take them all out. I'm a Christian American. I don't want anything to do with this. And I'm amazed that that's not the popular opinion, that that's not the majority opinion. But maybe it is. It's just not reflected in the propaganda media and in the brain-controlled population. But how can I sit here and watch one side of this war get humanized and the other side of the war, when they die, it's celebrated? So when people die over here on this side, it's a tragedy. It's the worst thing ever. And it gets humanized. And then when the people die over here on this side, it's celebrated. That's just the fact. Almost everywhere I turn, that's what's going on. And yeah, innocent people are dying on both sides. And I guess I would, because how do I even get into this news? How do you even penetrate into this news with a story that's really more emotionally driven and religiously driven than anything else? I guess I would say it like this. So the official story is that the Iron Dome was hacked and it was not working, and the massive security state that the nation of Israel has was hacked and shut down and not effective when Hamas penetrated their system and murdered all the innocent Israelis. That's the official story. And then I'm told that the Israeli forces are bombing Gaza, and they say it's over 1,500 sites have been bombed. It's probably closer to 2,000 now. And they say, we've hit more than 1,500 sites in Gaza, and these were all the bases, and these were all the locations where the Hamas leadership and the Hamas military and organization was going on. So let me get this straight. You have such an advanced intelligence network that you already knew where Hamas was operating. You already knew all of their locations, all of their bases, all of their leadership, but you didn't know when they were about to attack your country? And magically your defense system gets hacked and shut down? And now you get exactly the war you wanted afterwards? That's the official narrative? That's what I'm supposed to believe? And I'm supposed to say it's justified after what happened in Israel, that it's justified that the Israeli Defense Forces are now just going to flatten Gaza and destroy over 1,500 buildings that they say is, they know that's where the Hamas leadership was. But bombing the entire city, that's the good move, with innocent civilians dying there too. Children, by the way. Those people don't get humanized. Those people are not victims, though. That's what I'm supposed to believe. That's what the official narrative is. And that's what I'm supposed to believe here today. And that's what I'm supposed to report to you. If I'm a member of the mainstream press. If I'm an official member of the mainstream press, that's the official narrative. The Israeli Defense Forces and security state was hacked, and that's why there was the failure. And even though Israeli intelligence knew where all the Hamas leadership was the entire time, they just decided not to act and had no idea the attack was coming and decided to completely level the Gaza Strip instead in the aftermath. But it's all justified because of what you saw in Israel last weekend. Sorry, doesn't fly with me. Doesn't fly here. Doesn't pass the smell test. And that's what I see, and that's what I witness. But okay. We can get into how other countries are now getting drug into this war, how there's airstrikes going on in multiple different nations now. I can get into all the confirmed war propaganda that we now have confirmed that got shared to draw an emotional response out of you and call for the genocide of a complete population. So, but where does that go on the moral scale? Where does that go on the universal karma scale? If you call for genocide of a country, but then somebody calls for a genocide of you, how does that work? And if the laws of fairness apply here, and atrocities of war and war crimes mean that you should genocide an entire nation, well, gee, where does that put the United States of America on the map? Are you sure that's the logic you want to play out here? And again, I ask the question, if supporting Israel at all costs means World War III, if supporting Israel at all costs means that you get nuked in the United States of America, do you still want to support Israel at all costs? I'm wondering if people have never played the game of chess. Because when you play chess, you understand, you have to analyze moves. If I move here, what's the next move that's going to be made? Are they going to be able to take my queen? Are they going to be able to put me in checkmate? Are they going to be able to take my rook? Are they going to be able to trap me over here? You have to consider every move has an equal and opposite potential move to it. So if you support Israel at all costs and that leads to nuclear war or World War III, do you still want to support Israel at all costs? Oh, don't ask that. Don't think free-mindedly here. No. We got to be under mind control and brainwashing and war propaganda.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us a number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all three of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus or Real Red Pill Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock. It's the trifecta sale. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
American death toll in Israel rises to 22. We're going to have more information on that. And again, the war propaganda being shared just continues. People sharing videos, which is ironic in a way. They're sharing videos of people faking death in war. Like, you've seen it yourself. There's 10 people in a body bag, and then the camera stopped rolling, and a guy opens his body bag up, whips out a cigarette, starts smoking. There's another one where it's guys carrying a supposed dead body from the rubble, and then an air raid siren goes off, and they drop him, and the dead guy rises from the dead and runs away to get to cover. And these are all old videos, by the way. These are all old videos that are getting shared, and they're saying, look at what Hamas is doing. And it's videos from 4, 5, 10 years ago. There's another video going around. I don't know if it's a Again, I don't show you any of these videos. I've made the conscious decision not to show you any of these videos because it's just all war propaganda. But there's a video going around of bodies burned alive in a vehicle, and they're saying, look, this is what Hamas did. Look, they won't show you the videos of Gaza cities crumbled on top of innocent families and civilians, but okay. And they say, look, this vehicle, they were burned alive. Well, you do realize that a month ago, Americans were burned alive in their cars in Maui because the government didn't let them leave? Do we remember that? See, but there's no war that follows for that. There's no big giant war. There's no big war propaganda. There's no big war profiteering. There's no big military industrial complex or religious fanaticism that you can draw from that. So the people that burned alive in their cars in Maui because government told them, no, you can't leave, as they let the city burn down. Hey, let's not make a big deal out of that. But I'm going to stop waxing here, and I'm going to go into the news here and other videos, I promise. So let's start. I haven't heard much about this until I saw it today on the Gateway Pundit. Evil Hamas mastermind behind the Israeli terrorist attack revealed, and his dark message before the Iranian-backed assault. An AFP report has revealed the Hamas version of Osama bin Laden and the dark message he left for his followers just before the attack on Israel. That's funny that they say Osama bin Laden. Remember what he was used for? The mainstream media is now reporting that the man responsible for planning the terroristic genocidal slaughter in Israel is a one-armed, one-legged maniac who goes by Mohammed Diaf. According to the Financial Review, he has been nicknamed the cat with nine lives because he's dodged numerous Israeli attempts on his life. The New York Post reports Mohammed Diaf is actually the nom de guerre of Mohammed Diab Ibrahim al-Masri, and he is the head of the military wing of Hamas. And so the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, have named him the architect of a wave of suicide bombings, including a mass surge in 1996 that killed more than 50 civilians. Just before the horrific assault on the Jewish state, the wheelchair-bound Diaf delivered this dark radio message, quote, in light of the continuing crimes against our people, in light of the orgy of occupation and its denial of international laws and resolutions, and in light of American and Western support, we've decided to put an end to all of this, so that the enemy understands that he can no longer revel without being held to account. And this was the message that got sent to eventually the Hamas ground fighters that carried out the attack. But the Israeli intelligence community had no idea it was coming, guys. They had no idea. According to reports, Iran was funding and helped organize the deadly assault in Israel by Hamas, even though Iran is also denying it. Makhimar Abuzadeh, a professor of politics at Al-Azhar University in Gaza, told the Financial Review that the attacks could turn Diaf into a god for the young. Now, I don't want to get too geopolitically wonky into this, but we covered those geopolitical issues with Joel Skousen and Dr. Francis Boyle yesterday. Really incredible interviews, incredible information, very informative. Because I know a lot of people don't like to think this way, but there are two sides to this issue, believe it or not. And Israel has another target. Secretive Hamas commander known as the Guest is Israel's prime target. So they have their target. And they say they know where Hamas operates out of in the Gaza Strip, so they blow the whole thing up, and that's good, that's justified. But they had that intelligence, and then somehow they didn't know the attacks were coming. They had that intelligence, but instead of going in and removing them with their advanced military forces and special operations forces, they decided to just level the entire city. And that's all good. Israeli official calls for doomsday. Nuclear missile option. Geez, what is this, a suicide pact? What is this, a suicide pact? My way or you all die? Sound familiar? My way or I blow you all up? Sound familiar? So at all costs, but if we don't have it our way, blow the planet up. At all costs. We lose, we blow up the planet. At all costs. At all costs. Now, I'm going to get into some of the other war propaganda here. Now, the videos are resurfacing, and we played the compilation yesterday. Trump warned Biden's Iran deal would have deadly consequences, and now that's been proven accurate. 22 Americans dead, in fact, on top of all the Israelis that have been killed, and now all the Palestinians that have been killed. The numbers have got to be probably over 3,000 at this point, on all sides. But here was the propaganda against Donald Trump, the peace president, here was the propaganda against him in clip 21.
President Trump's foreign policy, you've alluded to this during the conversation, the tweets, the United States has never been this close to nuclear war. Do you agree with him?
Yeah.
They would not trust Donald Trump with the nuclear codes or to have his finger on the nuclear button.
Donald Trump could lead America into nuclear war on a whim.
President Trump could put the nation on the path to World War III, and that the president's tweets have in some instances undermined American diplomacy.
Because it's not hard to imagine Donald Trump leading us into a war just because somebody got under his skin.
That the president's actions are endangering the country and his threats to other nations could lead to another world war.
This is not a business deal. This is not who builds the next skyscraper.
The Middle East in flames. Israel has formally declared war after that unprecedented multi-pronged terror attack from Hamas. Several Americans are now confirmed to be among the dead.
Americans, as you just reported, are at risk. They're among the casualties in the Israel attack.
This morning, Israel under attack. Palestinian militant group Hamas launching a massive, unprecedented military operation.
The same country that's been chanting death to Israel and death to America for 40 years just executed the most deadly attack on the Jewish state since the Holocaust.
Now imagine the same people that told you Trump would get you into World War III, now all of a sudden they're being honest with you. The same people that have lied to you for your entire lives, now you believe what they're saying about what's going on in the Middle East. But oh, Trump's going to get us into World War III, and then what happens? As soon as Trump gets out of office, the war in Ukraine kicks back up. As soon as Trump gets out of office, the war in the Middle East kicks up with Israel and Palestine. What's next? The Yemen ceasefire that lasted from when Trump was in office. Remember, Trump had the Abraham Accords. And then John Kirby, who's going to be addressing the nation here in about 20 minutes, cries on TV, not because he's sad it happened. He's crying on TV because he knows that it was his foreign policy with the Biden administration that led to this. He's caught. That's why he cried.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that have righteousness than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. a days of famine, they will have plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed, and they will go up in smoke.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm going to say something obvious right now, but it's usually the obvious things that we all miss, including myself. Everybody's getting very excited about the impeachment of Joe Biden. But remember, he is a total and complete puppet. It needs to be about the criminals that control him, the CIA, BlackRock, the multinational corporations. And he want to blame Obama. Yeah, he's above Biden, but he's still a puppet too. We need to make it about the power structure that's waging war against this country, that's deindustrializing us and attacking our culture and creating race war. We need to make the impeachment all about the open borders and the human trafficking and the global government and the UN taking control of our medical system. That's what we need to do. That's what we've got to stand for. That's what is going to bring down the system. But if we just make it about Biden, just about how horrible he is, he's a pedophile and all his son's a crackhead and gun charges, it becomes a distraction from the larger issues. We'll cover it all live at InfoWars.com/show.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
War propaganda, and I've been watching this phenomenon happen for, well, the entirety of time since the first Hamas attack on Israel happened, and I had this pop up on my newsfeed that I was scrolling during the break from Jackson Hinkle here, and it's just the perfect example. Jamie Lee Curtis shares a photo here of what she believes is Israeli children under fire and bombings from Hamas, but as soon as she finds out that it's Palestinian children under fire from Israel, she deletes the post and the humanization is gone. Isn't that amazing? So again, folks, if innocent children suffering on one side of the equation is bad, then it should be bad on the other side too. So why isn't it? Why is Jamie Lee Curtis upset when she thinks that those are Jewish children, but then deletes the post and does not care when she finds out they're Palestinian children? Just a perfect example. I'm glad Jackson Hinkle caught that. And there's so many other examples, by the way. Let's start to look at some of this. Mother of Shani Look says her daughter is still alive. And so you may remember it's this Instagram model girl, and there's other debates about what she may be in IDF. I think everybody has to serve at some point in Israel, so I'm sure she was. But she was at the concert, and she was on video dancing. And then the reports came out that she was kidnapped and raped and murdered. And there were videos going around that it would appear that it was a dead body. I mean, the body was mangled, had a bullet wound in its head. But, you know, it's a good looking girl. It's an Instagram model. And so it gets all the attention. Everybody feels bad about that and likes to go look at the photos and her dancing and everything. And they humanize that and she's dead. And then, oh, it turns out that she's not even dead. Yeah. And the crew points this out. I didn't even want to get into the conspiracy theories involving her posts and other past activities of people thinking the whole thing is a false flag or whatever. I'm not going down that road. It's out there. It's fine. I just don't want to promote it. I don't necessarily believe it. But here's what I know. She becomes one of the leading faces humanizing the attacks at the concert. And then we see the videos of everything. And then she's dead. And then it turns out her mother says, oh, no, she's still alive, actually. And why is it always her? I mean, there were a bunch of people that got murdered at that concert. But she's the one that we all have the story of. She's the one with all the videos and everything. So, it's tragic for all of them, but you gotta ask questions. There's war propaganda. Sorry that she and her family finds themselves in the middle of it for whatever reason, but that's just the case. We're told she was raped and murdered. Then it turns out she's in a hospital in Gaza being taken care of. It's kind of like there was this other video going around with a young girl, and it was being reported that she was reporting the atrocities as a Jewish girl in Israel and the atrocities that are being done to her. And then it turns out she was Palestinian. And I saw everybody sharing the videos when they thought that she was an Israeli. And then when it turned out she was Palestinian, they stopped sharing her videos. Just like Jamie Lee Curtis. Los Angeles Times retracts allegations of Hamas rapes. Such reports have not been substantiated. Amazing, but they reported them anyway. There's an ongoing debate about the whole beheading story that was the top news story yesterday. Were they retract that too? Is that the next babies in incubators? Is that the next babies getting bayoneted? Fake news CNN accused of staging wartime reporting in Israel. You know, this is tough. Because I have to respect what journalists do going into war zones as a journalist myself. And while I've never gone into a war zone, I've covered some pretty amazing stuff as far as I've been on the streets for riots. I've been in the middle of riots. I've been in the middle of with flashbangs and everything going off with cops, covered hurricanes. But I've never covered a war, but I respect that. I respect journalists that go cover that. That's serious business. So I don't want to be disrespectful of this, but we do know CNN has a history of lying about this stuff, by the way. And it seems kind of ridiculous with this CNN crew laying on the ground doing news reports. And so I couldn't help but be reminded, again, just like the babies in incubators, see, we have a memory here, and past is prologue, and if you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it. And so people are analyzing this video, and they're saying, look, CNN faking more war here. But do you remember Charles Jaco on CNN in the 90s, also at CNN, pretending to be in a war zone when he was in a CNN basement? Here's a little refresher for you.
CD, if you need to take cover, I noticed that you've got your gas mask in your hands. If you need to put it on, please do so. If you need to take cover, please do so. If you are able to take a question, did you think that the possible threat would be over because it is now morning there? It's what? Well, just after 6 o'clock in the morning?
The whole thing is everyone assumed that the threat would be over because it was early morning. But the thing about Saddam Hussein is that he has never done the expected. And right now we have, once again been surprised with the unexpected, an air raid, an apparent attack, although we can't say what the outgoing missiles hit, at approximately 20 after 7 in the morning Saudi Arabian time. The crowd, a white Saudi Arabian.
Pretty low-level propaganda. This was CNN in the 90s.
My apologies for these.
Kind of, it was like they were doing a dry run, but they just did it live. What an embarrassment. And now they're both confused. Like, wait, were we wearing gas masks or helmets? Or here, let me just take this off. I look like an idiot.
This was used a rocket, a cordite, some sort of burning
We just heard a little thump just then. But
I have to apologize for that. I caught a whiff of something and felt momentarily dizzy. You're more experienced military. The top 10 things about Saudi Arabia. Maybe we could shorten the list to 5.
Oh, God. Geopolitics by Dan Quayle.
Je suis un journaliste.
Shows that they're in a studio now.
Wolf. 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 Oh, I love this country so much.
You guys just don't have a clue.
Well, Cheryl, it was almost exactly 2 hours ago when the sirens went off here in Saudi Arabia. Where we are in eastern Saudi Arabia, there was no problem. However, there was an intercept elsewhere near the capital city, Riyadh. We've got some videotape of that you can take a look at right now. Hi, Atlanta. We're about to have a short course in missile identification. This is a Scud. You can tell it by its distinctive label. Now, when the missile is launched, the first thing you look for is the plume sticking out behind it. Now, when you detect this, you can tell it's been launched. Thank you.
See the graffiti on it?
Yeah, show me graffiti.
Larry King, show or bust. Look at this.
Believe that. So there you go. Oh, yeah, but they're under a missile attack. They're under a Scud attack. They're under a chemical weapons attack there at CNN. So they're known for faking stuff. They're known for war propaganda. And now people are accusing Clarissa Ward and this CNN reporter here doing the same thing. Again, I'm not going to be the one that hones in on this. Other people are doing the research and asking the questions. But we know CNN has a history of doing this. We know CNN has a history of faking reports, faking in the field reports, faking wartime reports. And so, yeah, I mean, if you work for CNN, people are going to question everything you do, and rightfully so. And when you're on the ground like that doing a report, quite frankly, you just look ridiculous. There's just a bit of a, you know, kind of like Charles Jaco there with the gas mask and the fake thing, everything going on. Now, it's interesting though, because now Elon Musk is under attack for this. Europe gives Musk 24 hours to respond about Israel-Hamas war, misinformation on X. But there's all kinds of misinformation, but this is not even about that. This is about stopping free speech on X. And so Elon Musk responded, Elon Musk demands EU list the violations after it threatens to block X for disinformation. Folks, every Elon Musk company is now under scrutiny by the Biden administration. SpaceX, Tesla, and X. Every single one. Why? Because he's pro-free speech and he's pro-human. So this is about, because here's the thing. Twitter or X is basically the last bastion on social media where you can actually get like 95% free speech and get good information. So they have to shut it down.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone, Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Facebook and Twitter. These are confirmed reports, congressional record, that the U.S. government, the FBI and others, in fact, we got an FBI whistleblower in studio next hour. He can talk about this as well, that the FBI and the U.S. government was censoring information on those platforms. So why now is Elon Musk's Twitter or X under so much scrutiny? Because they don't control Elon Musk. Now, this is not necessarily a word of approval or support of Elon Musk. I do an ongoing approval rating. He's been sitting at 50% approval rating for me for a long time. He's about to go to 51 with some of his latest comments and the fact that the deep state is after him so hard. But why is Europe threatening to shut off X? Why is the U.S. government investigating all three of Elon Musk's major companies, Tesla, SpaceX, and Twitter/X? Because they don't control him. And they don't control his companies. And he's pro-human, and he's pro-free speech. And so you can, look, believe me, I get it. Elon Musk puts out this tweet. This was Monday. And it says, verifying verification, talking about their verification process. Folks, I'm in the middle of a lawsuit with X. In fact, I'm about to subpoena X for information because my digital identity is being stolen there because they have verified a fake Owen Schroyer, but they don't let me back on there. So believe me, I'm at the forefront of dealing with the issues that still remain at Twitter, just like Alex Jones. So I'm at the forefront here of dealing with the 5% bad that still goes on at Twitter, where they allow my digital identity to be stolen and me to be defamed. But still, I can put myself out of the equation and say Twitter is still 95% free speech and far and beyond and above any other social media when it comes to this. And if it wasn't for Twitter/X, a lot of the information that we're seeing, whether it's out of Israel or Palestine or anywhere else, you wouldn't be getting it. A lot of the information we got out of Maui. If the federal government still ran Twitter and the left still ran Twitter, you wouldn't be getting it. If the federal government and the left still ran Twitter, they wouldn't let you know about the Biden laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop. So that's what this is really all about. Why is the EU trying to shut X/Twitter down? Because they don't control it. Same thing here in the United States. Why is the government going after Elon Musk's companies and investigating Elon Musk with all its different institutions? Because they don't control him and they don't control his social media company, and that drives them wild. These are totalitarian control freaks. That is the left, whether it's the American left or any left throughout world history. That's communism. That's socialism. That's fascism. That's the political left. So they're saying, oh, you're disseminating illegal content. I mean, this is just... So only the mainstream news, only the government-approved news should be allowed to show you war information. But let's just put everything into perspective here, shall we? And I don't really know too much about this as far as Twitter or X is concerned, but I think we all know that on the internet, some of the most graphic, when it comes to pornographic sexual content, can be found all over the internet, and I'm sure it's all over X too. But that's all good. That's part of destroying humanity, is with all the pornography. But if you want to get the truth about war and what's going on and Elon Musk shares it, then that must be shut down.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, as I get back into this war propaganda and we tail off of the Elon Musk news here, isn't it funny? It just shows you how political debate and conversation in America and really the world is just not serious. Where the ADL goes after Elon Musk and they say he's anti-Semitic, which is total BS. But then you have actual members of Congress that are extremely anti-Semitic. And I'll get into that news later. Like Ilhan Omar or like Rashida Tlaib or the Jihad Squad. Black Lives Matter comes out and makes a pro-Palestine statement. They call for the genocide of Jews. And the ADL says nothing. Says nothing. So this is how unserious the political conversation in America is. The American left calls conservatives Nazis. The American left calls the American right Nazis. And then the American left goes full anti-Semitic and supports the genocide of Jews. And the ADL has nothing to say except criticize the American right, as the American right says we should support Israel at all costs. I mean, this is unserious political conversation. This is three-ring circus, clown show, MK Ultra brainwashing political conversation. Again, you try to make sense of that. The American left says the American right are Nazis. Then the American left goes full on to support Palestine and the genocide of Jews. And meanwhile, the American right is saying support Israel at all costs. Figure that out if you can. No, that's how propaganda works. That's how brainwashing works. And it just shows you how the entire operation over there at the ADL is nothing more than a political front for left-wing politics. Because they have nothing to say about Black Lives Matter. They stand with Palestine. They have nothing. They stand with Hamas. They have nothing to say about Rashida Tlaib and the rest of the Jihad Squad that stands with Hamas and Palestine. Nothing to say about that. But they'll say right-wingers are anti-Semitic, even though right-wingers are the ones saying we fully support Israel at all costs. So imagine that. You come out and you say, I support Israel and the Jewish state at all costs, and the ADL says, you're a Nazi, you're anti-Semitic. And then the ADL promotes Black Lives Matter and Democrat Party values that are actually anti-Semitic. This is not a serious political conversation. This is propaganda. This is mind control. Let me stop right there. We're not going to be on air if it's not your for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we are doing these flash sales now that you should take advantage of. The flash sale on the Real Red Pill Plus yesterday, 40% off. That's over. That's done. But we have a new flash sale for you. These flash sales go on for 24 hours. So if you are a fan of DNA Force Plus, which I am a big fan, it is a staple of my supplement pantry, and it is the elite flagship supplement of InfoWarsStore.com. The flash sale today is DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Flash sale, DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Get it while it lasts. Learn all about it. DNA Force Plus is the perfect formula to help you support optimal energy levels while adapting your body to handle the daily bombardment of toxins. We know it's important to supplement your body with the most potent bioavailable antioxidants. That's why DNA Force Plus has exactly what you need to provide your cells with protection. Some of the powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include Elevate Pea, Ancient Peat and Apple Extract, PQQ, CoQ10, Organic Reishi, and so much more. There's never been a better time to get this incredible product, DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Flash sale, InfoWarsStore.com. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the elite flagship supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. I take two DNA Force Plus every morning. I take two DNA Force Plus every night for cellular energy production and telomere support. You're just not getting it anywhere else. DNA Force Plus, 50% off flash sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this while supplies last. And of course, also, as I tease, there's going to be big Alex Jones news coming up soon. It might be tonight. It might be tomorrow. I'm kind of expecting it to drop tonight, but we're not sure. But let's just say Alex, you know, he's been missing from the studio here for a couple days. He's going to be back before the end of the week, but it's going to be groundbreaking stuff when you find out what he's been up to, but also groundbreaking stuff from Alex Jones. The new book, The Great Awakening. This is the follow up to The Great Reset. It's The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. It is now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can also get your autographed copy by Alex Jones exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and this is how we fund ourselves. This is a fundraiser. So when Alex Jones sits over there on the other side of the studio and signs thousands of these, that's so we can fund this operation. So the signed copy of Alex's new book exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the collectors out there, you want to complete your collection. You already got the signed copy of The Great Reset. Get your signed copy of The Great Awakening. Limited supplies. The latest Alex Jones book now available. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Support InfoWars. Support free speech. Keep us on the air. Now, getting back to the war propaganda. So you got conflicting reports, obviously, with all of this. Hamas denies false media reports about targeting civilians and attacking children. And again, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what not to believe. What I know is that this centuries-old holy war is now reaching our cities and our streets, and that really upsets me. And that's what I get emotional about. Yeah, it's sad what's going on in the Middle East. It's sad what goes on in all these different war-torn countries. That's why I'm grateful to be in America. That's why I'm grateful and proud to be an American citizen where I can have peace and prosperity. Now, that's all under threat by the Democrats right now. But it's funny as I see the pro-Palestinian protesters, and I'm going to dig more into this on the other side. But it's funny, I see all the pro-Palestinian protesters, I see all the pro-Israel protesters. You fled your war-torn, dangerous countries to come to America to experience peace and prosperity. And where is your appreciation of that? And now you want to bring your holy war to our streets? And you want to call for genocide of people on our streets? And this is only allowed to happen because of the political correct cucking of the American and the politically correct cucking of the Christian. American Christians should not be putting up with this. Oh, Israeli flags all over the streets. Oh, Palestinian flags all over the streets. Where are the American flags? Where is your appreciation that you can flee your war-torn countries and come to America in a Christian nation and experience peace and prosperity? Where is your appreciation? I'm not seeing it. I'm not hearing it. I just hear hatred. And American Christians have nothing to say because they've been cucked by political correctness. And look at the church now. Look at the church now. You go to your local church, it's likely supporting all the LGBTQ plus leftist propaganda. You go to your local church now, it's promoting all the open borders propaganda. You go to your church now, it's promoting coexist and being tolerant of Islam and everything else. Hey, that's all fine, that's all good, but let's not forget. Why do you flee your war-torn country? Because you want to come to the Christian nation of the United States of America to experience peace and prosperity. And then you take it for granted and you bring your holy war to our streets and we're supposed to sit here and take it? Well, unfortunately, that's exactly what's going on. But the war is now expanding, ladies and gentlemen. The war is now expanding. And I hope it doesn't reach our streets, but the culture war certainly is. Let's hope it doesn't get violent. But I'm going to get more into that on the other side. I'm going to show you how this war is expanding. I'm going to show you what Americans are really concerned about now. And I'm going to show you all the videos of all the pro-Israel, pro-Palestinian protests happening in our streets, facing off in our streets.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with the trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, We can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Become a victim of the very thing I'm trying to avoid. You can believe that. Because here I am focusing on the stuff going on the other side of the planet, even though it is in our backyards now. And I will explain that, but I'm going to have to call a bit of an audible here because we have breaking news. And guys, since I'm calling this audible too, will you see if John Kirby, that pathetic fop, is still doing his press conference. He was supposed to be live at noon. It's now 12:20 here Central Time. It was 1 Eastern. I haven't seen any news about anything he's said or done as far as the press conference was concerned. When Joe Biden was supposed to do the press conference, he showed up 90 minutes late, took no questions from the press. I've got some news on that too. But guys, just let's see if John Kirby did end up speaking to the press or not. But here's the breaking news again. I fall victim to the thing I'm warning you about today. So they still haven't started it. So they're over 20 minutes late. That's just par for the course. We had big news today. This is breaking. A new speaker has been elected in the House, and it is Steve Scalise. So breaking news, Republicans nominate Steve Scalise for House Speaker over Jim Jordan. He won a 113-99 vote over Jim Jordan. Needs more GOP support to win on the floor. However, I don't suspect it will be too much of an uphill battle. Maybe at most 2 or 3 votes. The Freedom Caucus, or you might say the Matt Gaetz-led wing of the anti-establishment right, might put up a little fight to get some promises out of Steve Scalise. But I suspect there'll be enough pressure just to get a speaker in that they'll be a little more lenient. And I suspect Steve Scalise will be the next speaker of the House. Now, I don't want to get too much into what I think about that, because even though I was very anti-McCarthy, I said, let's give Kevin McCarthy a shot. We gave him a shot. He went 0-for, and so now he's out. So I'm willing to give Steve Scalise a shot. Again, I suspect that he will be able to get the votes and become the speaker. There might be a bit of an uphill battle or struggle. The Freedom Caucus or the Matt Gaetz anti-establishment right may have to get some promises to get their votes. But I suspect that this should probably go down relatively painlessly. Now, here's what's interesting to me about this. And again, you want to see how the media propaganda works. You want to see how the media slant and bias works in America. Steve Scalise might be the greatest example, because many people probably don't even know this. Many people probably don't even know who James Hodgkinson is. In fact, you in the audience might not know who James Hodgkinson is. In fact, I don't even know the date of that attempted mass murder, but I certainly know the date of January 6th. So guys, let's do this. Pull up the story of James Hodgkinson, the Democrat who tried to commit a mass shooting, a mass murder of Republicans Steve Scalise got shot that day. And I don't even know the date. So, guys, let's have the date of that. So, June 14th, thank you very much. I believe that's also Trump's birthday and Flag Day. So, of course, a Democrat tries to commit a mass shooting on Flag Day. But did you know? Did you know that a Democrat named James Hodgkinson traveled from Missouri to Washington, D.C. to commit a mass shooting and a mass murder of Republicans? Did you know that? No, you didn't, probably. The left doesn't know it, or they want to be in denial of it, or they want to cover it up, and they have. But imagine, all the hype, all the propaganda, all the lies, all the fear-mongering about January 6th, not a single person on January 6th had a gun. Not a single person on January 6th got shot except Ashley Babbitt, whose birthday would have been yesterday. Her 38th birthday would have been yesterday, but she was shot and killed by a police officer. The Democrats celebrated that one, by the way. George Floyd overdoses on drugs, dies in police custody, resisting arrest. He's the good guy. Police officer shoots an unarmed woman and veteran in the Capitol. She dies. He's the good guy. So again, it just shows you how the left standards, they have no standards. It's just all bias. It's all hierarchy. But imagine that. June 14th. Nobody knows why June 14th, 2017 is an important date in D.C. history. Nobody knows the name James Hodgkinson, because that's the bias of the American media. A Democrat can literally attempt a mass murder. A Democrat can literally attempt a mass shooting, a mass murder, and the media covers it up. And the media tells you that a grandmother, a doctor, a veteran, a journalist, waving an American flag, chanting USA, those are the real criminals. That's the real threat to America. Not a Democrat who tried to kill and murder dozens of Republicans. Luckily, he was a Democrat, so he was a bad shot, I guess. And he didn't kill anybody, but he did shoot multiple people, including Steve Scalise. And now Steve Scalise is the Speaker of the House. Now, I wonder if the fact that the Democrats tried to murder Steve Scalise and the Democrats and their friends in the media tried to cover up the attempted murder of Steve Scalise and how the media doesn't want you to know about June 14th, 2017 and James Hodgkinson, I wonder if Steve Scalise is going to bring that with him to his role as Speaker of the House. I wonder. Because you'd think if you're Steve Scalise and you had a Democrat try to commit a mass murder and you got shot, that you would have a pretty good recognition of what the Democrat Party represents. And when you saw the mass media and the Democrat Party ignore that and cover it up, you'd think you'd have a pretty good idea of what the Democrat Party represents. But I suppose we shall find out if and when Steve Scalise officially becomes Speaker of the House. But I do think it's worth reiterating one more time. On June 14th, 2017, a Democrat tried to commit a mass murder and a mass shooting of Republicans in Washington, D.C. Did you hear about that in the media? Did they make a big deal about that in the media? Did they cover that for days or years in the media? Did the Democrat Party disavow that attempted mass murder? Did they talk about their own gunman when they talk about Second Amendment rights being infringed upon? Of course they didn't. And it's yet another example of left-wing bias, left-wing media control, left-wing propaganda, and left-wing hierarchy. When a liberal Democrat goes to Washington, D.C. to commit a mass murder, that's okay. When a liberal Democrat goes to Washington, D.C. to commit a mass shooting, they don't talk about it. But if your grandma goes to Washington, D.C. and waves an American flag, she's an insurrectionist. If a journalist goes to Washington, D.C. to cover a historical event, he's going to be arrested. If a veteran goes to Washington, D.C. to execute her First Amendment rights, she gets shot and killed, and they celebrate. But when a Democrat goes to Washington, D.C. to commit a mass shooting, mass murder, they don't talk about it, they don't humanize it, they don't care. What more do you need to know about the political left? And will Steve Scalise bring that with him to his role as Speaker of the House?
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavly. How do I write all the books that I do? Four books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, four books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now two books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. So I'll take Brain Force in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brain Force is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Has a channel on band.video and puts together some of the most powerful reports. We air them on the show here all the time. And I started the show with one Greg Reese report, and this report is so powerful that Alex has asked me to air it again to make sure the audience sees and hears it. Now, this is some of the most esoteric information, deep dive information that you're going to get from the great Greg Reese. You can find it and share it from band.video. Three world wars to usher in a one world religion from Greg Reese at band.video.
The infamous Albert Pike letter to Mazzini, known as the Illuminati Plan for Three World Wars, was allegedly written by Albert Pike in 1871. The letter outlines a plan to foment three world wars in an attempt to take over the world. It is claimed that the letter was on display in the British Museum Library until 1977, but the British Museum denies this claim. Some suggest that the use of the word Nazism in 1871 proves that the letter is a fraud, and others say the same about Zionism. But Zionism existed back then. Zionism was made official in the late 1800s as a non-religious nationalist movement arguing that the Bible was proof that Jews had a lawful claim to the land of Palestine, an area that was currently inhabited by a population that has lived there relatively peacefully for centuries. Around the alleged writing of this Albert Pike letter, Jews began immigrating to Palestine with the intention of someday creating a state of Israel, which did not happen until 1948, after World War II and the creation of the United Nations. Albert Pike joined the Fraternal Independent Order of Odd Fellows in 1840. By 1859, he was elected Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite's Southern Jurisdiction and remained Sovereign Grand Commander for the rest of his life. He was definitely aware of Zionism, and if this Illuminati plan is true, then his use of the word Nazi is plausible. Either way, the letter is worth a read, and the closer we get to the end game, the more accurate this letter appears to be. The Illuminati plan for three world wars. The first world war must be brought about in order to overthrow the czars in Russia and make that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergences caused by agents of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. After the war, communism will be used to destroy other governments and weaken the religions. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and political Zionism is strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough to balance Christendom, which would be restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agents of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islam. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Whoever wrote this letter had the vision to see where this is all going. By manipulating our beliefs and emotions, mankind has been herded into these wars like cattle to the slaughter. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
There you go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The latest Greg Reese report. Download it. Share it far and wide. Man, that's just powerful stuff from the great Greg Reese. Think about it like this, too. Greg Reese was once just a member of the InfoWars audience, just a great American patriot, veteran. And he submitted for a challenge we did, a report, and it was so good we decided to go ahead and hire him. And, I mean, talk about the talent pool in our audience. That we were able to get Greg Reese to now be a contributor at band.video. So just that's just big credit to the audience. You guys are incredible. I know there's so many people so well informed, so talented just in this audience. In fact, it motivates me to find some time to take phone calls today because I'll be back hosting the War Room as well, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. So I'm going to make sure I can devote some time to the phone lines today to get the great, wonderfully talented audience to weigh in on all things that are going on right now. Agree with me, disagree with me, we like it all. And so I'm going to make sure I dedicate some time to that on the War Room today. But nonetheless, the great Greg Reese, band.video. Now, thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we're able to have Greg Reese at band.video. We're able to even have band.video so that these transmissions can still be on the air every day. So please continue to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. But let me just tell you, you see that report, you realize how drastic things could get, how desperate things might be, and the threat of a world war, a nuclear war, very real stuff. So how are you getting prepared? Let's not be like the dodo bird here and think we have no predators. Let's not be like the dodo bird here and be so naive that we are somehow above and beyond what has happened to so many great nation states in human history with the rise and fall. Folks, you better be prepared for the worst. You'd rather be prepared and not need it than not be prepared and then need it. And emergency food supplies, this needs to be at the top of your list. And I know for myself, even I've gotten myself prepared in many ways, and even I'm kind of looking at this now like, well, do I need to do more? Do I need to double down? Get your storable food right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We went out and found the highest quality storable foods at the lowest price. That's the nexus we found. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this isn't just the high quality food that you could open it up and eat it as soon as it gets there. It's also the high quality storage containers that it comes in. It's the most high quality storage containers as well. So it's the high quality food and the high quality storage containers ready to be stored. So ready to be eaten or ready to be stored. Either way, InfoWarsStore.com is your source. The 12-month supply, the 6-month supply, the 3-month supply, and everything else in between 25 years of shelf life. So get yourself prepared with emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. Support yourself and support free speech and the InfoWar in the process. Okay, when we come back, I'll get into how this centuries-old holy war is now reaching the streets of America, and it really should be upsetting. It upsets me, but I'll lay it all out for you coming back on the other side of this break. It's the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
With all the craziness in the world, the collapsing borders, the war with Russia, the insanity, the currency devaluations, the economy going crazy, you are crazy, in my view, if you don't get high-quality, storable food and water filtration and self-defense. Now, we're not selling guns and ammo. That's for you to go out and get for yourself and learn how to use if you haven't. And I'm preaching to the choir on that. But a lot of people got plenty of guns, but they don't have enough storable food or water filtration. This is something you need now, and we've got it in the food department and in the high-quality water filtration department. The highest quality food, the best water filtration at the lowest prices you're going to find and still get quality. InfoWarsStore.com is running a special right now for 10% off on all storable food and on water and air filtration. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot beat this deal. Our prices are already the lowest. At 10% off, it's an insane deal for a limited time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get prepared while you still can. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your buried DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So the escalation in the Middle East is already going on. It's not just Israel. It's not just the Gaza Strip. It's Syria. It's Jordan. It's Lebanon. It's potentially Egypt. Syria launches missiles on Golan Heights as U.S. begins surging defense aid to Israel. They're also announcing in Congress there's going to be a new defense aid going for Israel, Ukraine, and they're already gearing up. I guess they're expecting something in Taiwan soon because they're already saying they're going to send defense packages to Taiwan as well. Hey, you can't afford a home, you can't afford a car, you can't afford groceries, you can't afford to put gas in your car, but we got plenty of money for war. How does that feel, American? How does that feel? Well, I think we got a pretty good idea. And let's remember, historically speaking, in times of economic distress, the government sends us to war. And so the rich men, the warmongers, the defense contractors, and all their stockholders, they're not poor, so they don't have to go to war to make money, but the poor people do. So yet again, it'll be another example of the poor people having to go fight the rich man's war. And it looks like this reality might already be sitting in. Americans searching, will I get drafted to war, hits highest levels since Iraq in 2007 surge amid World War III threat. Americans searching, will I get drafted to war, highest levels in 15 years. Joe Biden's America. So you're getting crushed economically, and now you're concerned you're going to be drafted to war. Or you're thinking, it might be my only option to make a paycheck and make a living is to go to war. Into the meat grinder. War is a Racket, Smedley Butler, 1942. I suggest you read it. And you know, I think about those destroyer ships that the U.S. has sent right outside the Gaza Strip. And it breaks my heart. I've got military in my family. My grandparents. And I'm a patriotic American, but you know, I see them sending that destroyer ship right outside the Gaza Strip, and I just think, man, it's unfortunate because the U.S. military, the Army's older than the country. And some of the best Americans are in the Marines and the Navy and everything else, but I mean, I could not in good conscience encourage anybody to join the military because they'll send you to die. Period. Your commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, and the military-industrial complex will send you to die for a different political agenda that has nothing to do with the United States of America. And when I see them sending that ship out to the Gaza Strip like sitting ducks, like lambs to the slaughter, makes me sick. I feel bad. We've got great veterans that tune in here. We've got great active duty that tune in here. You're some of the best Americans this country has to offer. And it breaks my heart that the U.S. government uses you like cannon fodder. Breaks my heart. But it's the truth. And they've done it before and they'll do it again. Mayor of New York warns of terror attack by lone wolves radicalized by Hamas. Well, how did they get into that country? How did the lone wolf attackers get into the United States of America? Oh, that's right. Democrat open border policies and Democrat sanctuary city policies. That's how. So again, it's Democrat party policy, foreign policy and domestic policy that has led to the threat of terror attacks in the United States of America. And now they're saying that this Friday is going to be a day of bloodshed for jihad, for radical Islam. Hamas leader and founding member of Khaled Mashal calls for global Muslim uprising, asking for Muslims' blood and souls to be sacrificed for Palestine this upcoming Friday of Al-Aqsa flood. Now, I have Christians that reach out to me and say, oh, and this is biblical, and this is why we have to support the Jews. Well, I disagree. And I'm not saying that it's not biblical and that this isn't biblical prophecy or that biblical prophecy won't be fulfilled. But again, I'm a Christian American. I don't want to see bloodshed of innocent people, and I don't want to see a holy war in my country from a holy war centuries years old on the other side of the planet over a holy site that is not mine. And now they say this Friday is going to be a global Muslim uprising. And how could it be? Oh, the irony. U.S. lawmakers introduced bill to provide $2 billion for Israel's air defense. So Israel gets $2 billion for their air defense. Israel gets $2 billion from the United States of America. You know, the Israeli lobby probably has billions of dollars. That's how they buy Congress. Why don't they support their own air defense? No, they buy Congress and then they steal our money to support their own air defense. But okay, Israel gets a strong air defense. Israel gets a strong border. Israel's sovereignty matters. What about ours? Biden welcomed 4 million illegal immigrants in the last 26 months. 4 million illegal immigrants in the last 26 months under Joe Biden. $2 billion to secure our border? No. $2 billion to secure Israel's border? Yes. Border Patrol confirms significant numbers of Syrians and Pakistanis, amongst others from the Middle East, pouring into Arizona, Texas, New Mexico. illegal aliens robbed by fellow illegal immigrants during multiple attacks near New York City migrant shelters. So now we've got an illegal immigrant invasion with criminals on our streets, and we've got Palestinians and pro-Israel protesters squaring off in the streets. In a Christian nation of America, we now have the ancient Jews versus Arabs, Islam versus Judaism, Israel versus Palestine, all, whatever you want to slice it and dice it. Now that's in our streets, a Christian nation of America that took them all in and said, you want peace and prosperity, you can come here. And then they bring their holy war to our country. We'll get into what you're seeing on the screen here in a second. But first, you don't believe me? Here's longtime warmonger and likely blackmailed politician Lindsey Graham. World War III alert. Neocons Lindsey Graham, Liz Cheney all call for Biden to bomb Iran. Listen to what Lindsey Graham says here in clip 14.
We're in a religious war here. I am with Israel. Do whatever the hell you have to do to defend yourself. Level the place.
We are in a holy war, says Lindsey Graham. And then level the Gaza Strip. So, okay, you call for genocide against Palestinians. So what happens when somebody calls for genocide against Americans? Is that not equal play? What happens when the people in Palestine that you call to be genocided say they want to genocide the Jews? Is that not equal play, Lindsey Graham? And Lindsey Graham says, we are in a holy war. Are you a Christian in a holy war right now? Do you, a Christian, have any hate in your heart for any other religious group? Do you want to be fighting or bombing any religious group? Do you want to be engaged in any genocide against a religious group? I didn't know Christians were in a holy war. I didn't realize the United States of America was in a holy war. But according to Lindsey Graham, we are. So I got an idea. Hey, Lindsey, why don't you go over and fight? I love all these big talkers. You sit in the peace and prosperity of the United States of America. And you talk a big game and you want other people's sons and daughters to die. It's like Ben Shapiro. Hey, Ben, why don't we fight? I know Ben Shapiro, you got plenty of money. Hey, Ben, why don't you and Lindsey Graham hop on a private jet and you go fight the holy war then? No, you won't do it because you're cowards. You're big mouths. You want other people to fight your war. You want other people to die for your holy war. By the way, there are people that are going over to Israel right now that are trying to flee the other hostages. There are people that are flying over like Corey Mills who are in Israel now trying to free the hostages that Hamas has. Is it Ben Shapiro? No. Is it Lindsey Graham? No. So you don't get a secure border, Israel does. You don't get a secure border, Ukraine does. You get your economy devastated as we pay. I mean, Ukraine is basically a proxy state of the United States at this point. We pay their government. We pay all their politicians. We're paying for everything. And now it's going to be the same situation in Israel? And Lindsey Graham wants us to be involved in a holy war? It's disgusting. How much stock in Raytheon or Lockheed Martin or General Dynamics or Boeing does Lindsey Graham have? I'd like to know that. Would you? I'd like to know. That's an interesting one for me. And now, and you guys can play some of the clips. I've gone long in this segment. You've got massive pro-Palestine demonstrations happening in Michigan. You've got massive pro-Israel demonstrations happening in New York. You've got both groups calling for the genocide of the other group. All from the peace and prosperity of the Christian nation of the United States of America. I can't get over this one. I gotta be honest. I just can't get over it. You flee your war-torn countries because you don't want to live in war-torn countries. You come for peace and prosperity in the United States of America, and you bring your same culture, holy war, to our country, and the Americans just go along for the ride.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're about to be joined in studio by FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin to talk about a very important Dinesh D'Souza film he was a part of, Police State. And very much looking forward to this in-studio interview coming up next. Let me show you some of these videos that I ran along in the last segment. This is in New York City, and listen to what some pro-Israel protesters had to say.
Palestine to my...
What do you think the response should be from Netanyahu and the military to Gaza?
Kill all Palestinians! All of them! Not one left from the river to the sea, Palestine will be deceased!
And Israel need to do like this. You see? Now Gaza. Like this. Gaza need to do like this. Or like this, but all this, Jewish. Two options.
What do you think the response should be to Gaza?
We gotta wipe them off the... They proved to us there's nothing else you can do.
We tried everything. It doesn't work. We have to wipe them flat off the map. Like a parking lot.
Yeah, I'm not stopping till all Arabs are wiped out.
I think now is the time that we need to erase Gaza. There is people inside, our people inside, that kidnapped, and now we need to kill all of them and free Israel. All of their belief is killing Jewish and killing and murder our people.
Flatten Gaza.
And now they're squaring off against the pro-Palestine protesters. This is in New York City as well. Both sides want to genocide one another. How about we just deport them all?
It's over.
You want to bring your holy war to the United States of America? How about we just deport you back to your war-torn countries where you came from then? How would you like that? Still want to genocide one another, or just when you're in the peace and prosperity of the United States of America? I can't believe we stand for this, quite frankly. From either side. And then, of course... And there's all kinds of different footage. You guys can roll clip 13, but there's all kinds of footage from this pro-Palestine rally in Dearborn, Michigan. And of course, there is a very large population in Michigan. There are entire communities in Michigan that are Muslim. And that's how Ilhan Omar and others have gotten into office. But so this is now in our country, folks. This centuries-old holy war between Jews and Arabs is now in our country, with both sides on the streets calling for genocide from the peace and prosperity of the Christian nation. And we just sit here and take it. And then again, here's what neocon warmongers like Lindsey Graham have to say in clip 14.
We're in a religious war here. I am with Israel. Do whatever the hell you have to do to defend yourself. Level the place.
Yeah. That's coming from a supposed Christian in Congress. And now here's Rashida Tlaib. She was asked multiple times to condemn the beheading of babies, or is the beheading of babies the next babies in incubators story? Well, Rashida Tlaib couldn't even condemn that. Here that is in clip 15.
Terrorists have cut off babies' heads and burned children alive. Do you support Israel's rights to defend themselves against this brutality?
We're just going to go through there.
You can't comment about Hamas terrorists chopping off babies' heads.
Now, she still has the Palestinian flag outside of her office, so it's obvious where she stands. But yeah, okay. Yeah, I condemn people chopping off heads. I also condemn genocide of any group of people. Shouldn't be that hard. Shouldn't be that hard. But and Vivek Ramaswamy weighing in with the right take here. Rabidly shouting finish them isn't a coherent solution to a complex problem. He calls out Nikki Haley. He calls out Lindsey Graham. He calls out Mike Pence. And he says, why are we behaving like warmongers and genocidal maniacs in response to this war, a holy war that's not even supposed to involve our Christian nation, but now they have brought to our homeland. All right, Kyle Serafin in studio coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
The illegal organ market existed in Ukraine long before the outbreak of hostilities that were unleashed in the Donbass in 2014.
When people have no money, when they have nothing else, kidneys are becoming the only form of currency available to them.
As the war escalated, OSCE, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, representatives confirmed that military and civilian bodies had their organs removed as a huge number of people went missing. This dark criminal enterprise grew into a gold mine for the corrupt Ukrainian elite. While the global child trafficking hub in Ukraine grew from 1991 and has exponentially peaked today as orphan children are ensnared in the fortune of the greedy Ukrainian elite.
In Ukraine, this year alone, the National Police opened 217 criminal proceedings connected to modern-day slavery.
Over there, what we came across were the record books where people were actually ordering and on wait for children that had specific eye color, specific hair color, the potential height. I don't know how it works, but I can tell you that the system over there is extremely flawed. And then the question I have to ask myself, is it intentionally flawed or is it accidentally flawed?
As of today, the United States authorized $113 billion in taxpayer dollars to Ukraine.
We've sent thousands of anti-armor, anti-missiles, helicopters, drones, grenade launchers, machine guns, rifles, radar systems, more than 50 million rounds of ammunition.
So all of you still supporting the effort to fund a neo-Nazi child organ harvesting hub, what are your tax dollars really paying for? While Zelensky has imprisoned Ukrainian journalists and outlawed the Orthodox religion, Ukraine spokestranny and American Sarah Ashton Carrillo exposed the true madness behind the Ukrainian totalitarian state.
Simply put, I'm an American serving as a Ukrainian infantry soldier and combat medic who was brought from the zero line and assigned to the TDF's media team in the dual role of spokesperson and Russian disinformation analyst.
Russians have a different culture. Russians are Asian. And
ultimately they do come from the Mongols. They do come from a grouping of people who are wanting to be slaves.
Let me also take a moment in my role as spokesperson for the AFU's Territorial Defense Forces to state unequivocally that we in the TDF and across Ukraine believe journalists are heroes and have the right to report on Ukraine's war for liberation without interference.
I made the statement that Russian propagandists will be hunted down, and I refuse to apologize for that statement.
But it doesn't end with the Kirilov-Zelensky revelations. The New World Order wants all free speech eliminated.
Elon Musk ended up getting this letter today from Brussels. It reads, "Dear Mr. Musk, following the terrorist attacks carried out by Hamas against Israel, we have indications that your platform is being used to disseminate illegal content and disinformation in the EU.
The CIA, Homeland Security, the FBI were pressuring Twitter, Facebook, Google to remove information. A court found that it is unconstitutional, but there in the EU they're saying, we have law enforcement authorities that are going to be contacting you demanding that you take down certain content. And when they do, you had better ensure that you are in contact with the relevant law enforcement authorities in Europol and ensure that you respond promptly to their requests. That is not just a suggestion, that is the requirement of the law now.
And you are presenting new ways to minimize the spread of misinformation, and you want to combat dangerous extremist views in the internet.
This will also be important in understanding more about mis- and disinformation online, a challenge that we must, as leaders, address.
I know that we talked earlier about a post that Mr. Kennedy had at the beginning of the Biden administration. Just want the record to reflect that that post has not been taken down. So I'm wondering about the extent of censorship when the post is still there.
Wow. The irony and cognitive dissonance from the other side of the aisle. It's deafening. You could cut it with a knife. They are at the same time denying that censorship is occurring, but suggesting that there's more material that needs to be censored.
They're working towards a day when their propaganda can wash over free speech like a polluted tsunami. John Bound reporting.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now back live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Kyle Serafin joins me in studio, and we're having a conversation here before we go live, talking about what we're going to talk about, talking about what he's covering on his own show, Kyle Serafin Show, KyleSerafin.com, of course, dealing with the censorship. I get a little inside information there. We're talking about some of the things that nobody else is talking about, but you wanted to bring up, and I guess here's the way I've kind of been approaching it to try to reframe people's perspective. When I keep hearing this, support Israel at all costs, I say, well, wait, what if the cost is nuclear war? What if the cost is World War III? Because, you know, life isn't checkers, life is chess. When you move one piece, there's a bunch of different moves that could happen. You have to analyze all the different potentials here if you want to win the game. And so you were kind of talking about that, and also how you think the mainstream media is using this opportunity to try to regain trust.
I think so. So if people just look back a couple of years ago, right, 2020, we lost trust in institutions in this country. And those institutions are vast and they're far-reaching. The government lost a bunch of trust. Things like the CDC, they went out over their skis, and people said, there's no way what you're saying is true. There's no way what you're saying makes sense to me. We watched the mainstream media do the same thing. They're running death counters about how many people died from COVID, updated every 30 seconds. We don't even get realistic death counts on actual crime statistics like a year in arrears.
Which, by the way, the whole reason they run that is to get the emotional response out of the audience.
So this morning I covered this on my podcast, but it's specifically this. The amygdala is the part of the brain that can actually short-circuit rationality, short-circuit any kind of reasonable thinking and assessment, and it goes to fear, it goes to aggression, it goes to emotion, and it allows you to operate in a very different space. It's that triggered feeling that people talk about. But when you do that, people start responding in a way that is not logical, it's not rational, and that's what a lot of our sort of fear porn is based on. That's what they're trying to trigger, that amygdala's reaction. And so in the same way as having people die at, like, you know, what, thousands and thousands every few seconds, we're showing all these people are dead, they're over and over, we're losing these people, okay? People get emotional. Oh, we've got to do something. We've got to react. Something, right? They do this battle cry. And in that same way, I think that they lost the credibility because they overplayed that hand.
And that went on for a couple of years, and they've been trying to regain it. They were trying to do it with the trans movement. Doesn't mean there's not people trying to do weird things to kids. I think that is pretty well evident in our society. But it didn't hit home with guys like you and me. It didn't hit home with people who have families. You know, I've got four kids at home. I'm not looking at it and going like, oh, that's what I'm going to do. So they didn't gain that credibility back, and they kept trying to do it. And they thought maybe Ukraine, Russia will do it. But it turns out that a feud over territory that's been going on for quite a long time doesn't have that same emotional reaction.
Well, and I don't think it helps either when we're dealing with, I mean, probably the worst economy in modern American history. I mean, certainly in my lifetime.
That's right. No, people are not taking their eyes off the ball when they go fill up the gas tank. Every single time, it's like, oh, I'm mad about this thing that's going on somewhere else, except it just cost me $104 to go fill up my pickup truck. Like, that's actually a big
deal. It's crazy. Same with the electricity bills. I mean, the energy bills, the grocery bills. $128
for water. My water bill was $120.
Well, that had to be like life extension water, right?
I mean, it must be. Must be imbued with some like Ponce de Leon.
No, but it is crazy because you do notice it when it's a slight jump. Oh, okay. Maybe you go from 40 to 50. It's not as consequential. I'm stunned where, I mean, my grocery bills from 4 years ago have probably doubled. I mean, literally doubled. 100%. You notice that.
Yep. And think about this. When I was a kid, I graduated high school in 2000. So I knew that in 2000, you could buy a vehicle, a brand new vehicle for less than $10,000, $6,000 to $8,000. It might be a Kia, but it would be functional, right?
A new car.
Brand new, it's got the smell and everything. Today, if you go to buy any new car in the United States, it's over $20,000. The last sub $20,000 model was discontinued.
And
that's huge.
A report just came out in the Wall Street Journal today that for the first time in U.S. history, the average car payment is over $1,000 a month.
That's crazy to me. Like, how are people even affording that? I know what my bills look like.
And they aren't.
Exactly. And that's it. So they went after all these different things. They tried to recapture, I think, some attention span. But you know what really does it capture attention is heads chopped off babies, which we saw on Fox News getting some real hard hitting.
Babies in incubators.
All of these things will bring you back in. And also religious wars. Because we all know someone who's religious, or we are religious ourselves, and we look and we go, that is a faith versus another faith, and they're antithetical. One of them I actually sort of align with, a Judeo-Christian position. One of them, they look like now they're the enemy. That is actually getting eyeballs. And there are people that don't even want to, that are picking a side, and they think that there's an answer. And the answer is, it's 17 hours by plane, and 300 years ago, you could not have fathomed somebody on that side of the world. You would never have known what they did for all of your life.
Well, and it's the same thing. I remember this happened when Obama was in office, when Crimea was the focus of attention.
2014.
And it was an interesting experiment that I kind of did, because I was really just getting into politics at this time. And, you know, I wasn't a geopolitical expert, but I'm kind of more of a logical, reasonable person. And so I would find all these people talking about, hey, the situation in Crimea, here's where you want to stand. And I asked, I said, well, okay, here's a world map. Where's Crimea on it?
That's it.
Couldn't find it.
People couldn't do it with Ukraine either.
Same thing. And I guarantee you, most of the people that are talking about the Israeli, Palestinian conflict, I bet you couldn't, they couldn't locate the Gaza Strip on a map. They couldn't locate the Golan Heights. They couldn't locate the West Bank.
They don't know where the dumbass is, the things that they're talking about. And they're like, well, this is where the offensive is happening. It's like, is it? Just throw a dart at it for me.
Well, and here's
my
segue. Cause this is always my approach. And I'm a First Amendment activist. I like a spirited debate. Have your opinions. That's fine. But I don't think that it's irrational for me to think about America before I think about Israel or Palestine or anybody else involved in this stuff. And so this is why I wanted to have you in today. We scheduled this weeks ago before any of this went down. You're part of a new documentary, The Police State. Quite frankly, I think this is more important than anything that's going on in Israel and Palestine. Some people might disagree. That's fine. You might disagree. But I'm dealing with a situation in America where Americans have just been put on a terror watch list by the FBI. Christians, conservatives have just been put on a terror watch list. Trump supporters have just been put on a terror watch list. Not to make it about me, but I'm about to be sentenced to jail for speech. First Amendment dead in the United States of America. These are my concerns. These are the things that are happening in our front yard, in our backyard, the open border. And so my biggest concern is that. Talk about the police state. You're part of a Dinesh D'Souza documentary. Always powerful what Dinesh D'Souza does. And ironically enough, this film debuts the eve of me turning myself in for free speech. So first of all, you come out as an FBI whistleblower. You testify in front of Congress with the information you have behind the scenes. Now you decide to be part of the police state documentary. Why?
So to be really clear, they haven't asked me to testify. I've provided a bunch of information. My buddies have.
That's right. I'm
and
sorry.
This is our group. This is our group. So I'm representing them, you know, in face as well because I'm here. But what happened was I saw a bunch of problems. It started with parents at school board meetings. It actually started before that with some internal issues that I was bringing as a whistleblower. And you don't have to be like whistleblowers are not supposed to go to the media. That's not how you do it. You bring it to Congress. You bring it to your manager. You bring it to the Office of Inspector General. You bring it to any number of internal watch mechanisms to stop abuses. And I was doing some of these things.
And this is important for people to understand the flow chart here. This is like if you see something going on at the office, you go up the ladder to report this. Congress is over the FBI.
Right.
Congress is over all these different alphabet bureaucracies. It seems to be something we forget.
Right. And when you go through them, there actually is a provision to go to Congress. It's under 5 U.S.C. 7211, which says that you have the right to petition Congress as a federal employee. That's how you're covered, theoretically. But there's no teeth in that law. So what I did, which is unusual and sort of unique in the sphere, is that I saw that I was going to get railroaded by the FBI. And I've done all the internal complaints. And they basically said the government has investigated the government, found the government was not culpable for any wrongdoing, and the government absolved itself of anything that has gone on. And it's really my fault. So, okay, fine. I saw that coming down, you know, from a mile away because I'm one, an experienced investigator, and two, I'm a skeptic to begin with. And so I looked at that and I went, I've got two options. I can get out ahead of this and I can go to the media, which is what I did. I talked to my friend Dan Bongino, talked to a bunch of people since then. I've sat down with you.
Have you started your podcast?
Exactly. I created a microphone space where guys that are in my scenario have the ability to talk. But if you don't do that, you get crushed and you'll never be heard from again because the government's enormous and they have unlimited pockets.
Well, that was O'Grady's. That was O'Grady's congressional testimony is if you speak out against the government, they will crush you. Stephen Friend came out with his testimony in front of the media as well.
Yeah. So if you do, you're going to get crushed. So that was an eventuality that I saw really early on. So I told my story to Bongino. My buddy Steve Friend went to Miranda Devine, who does great reporting at the New York Post at the time. And it's like, we got to get out in front of this. We knew that there was a story to tell. And if we didn't get ours, at least first, we weren't going to get any play. So we did. All that's being said is that put me on the scene. People go like, hey, this guy just speaks really quickly. In fact, he speaks so quickly, it's hard for me to think he's lying. I don't have any notes that I refer to. I don't have a game plan. I'm not owned by anybody. I just think what Kyle Serafin thinks, and then it comes out in my face as it comes out.
Isn't that the beauty of being a truly independent truth teller, is that you don't have to worry about what people that have you bought and paid for are going to think or say. You don't have to worry about, oh, what lies did I tell that I have to correct. I mean, really, it's the most freeing thing.
It's wonderful. I feel sorry for people that have to check against a fact sheet of what is the appropriate narrative versus what they want to say. But I don't have to do that. And so I just go as I did. And I got a phone call at one point in time from Dinesh D'Souza. And he said, would you be willing to be a consultant on this movie? And, you know, working title is Police State. And I said, what's the story you're telling? Number one. And is it something that I'm going to be able to defend? I need to be able to know that what you're saying is relevant and it's true and it's honest. Because I'm not going to go tell somebody's story that's not a story that I can get behind. And he said, we want to send you the script and have you guys go through it. So Steve Friend and I went through the script. We edited
it
up.
Steve's in the film too.
Steve's in the film too. Yeah. Steve both plays himself in the film, which is kind of fun, but we also sit in a whistleblower panel. But on the back end of it, we're actually credited as the FBI consultants because we did the dialogue that happens in the office. They go, hey, this guy needs to talk to this person. What would they be talking about? I say they'd be talking about this. Okay. This guy's,
I love that. There's a whistleblower panel in this movie.
Correct.
That's amazing.
So there's me, Sonny Lobosco, George Hill, Steve Friend, and the four of us sit and discuss our ideas from seeing from DHS, from the NSA, from the FBI intel perspective, and two FBI agents talking about the growth of this going back all the way to September 11th of 2001. And the story of Police State is it's a progressive capture of the mechanisms of government that were put in place under duress when we had a problem, saying, could we...
Emotional responses.
Could we solve all the problems that exist right now? There was actually political capital to probably get rid of the national debt on September 12th of 2001. We could have enacted all kinds of wonderful things as a country. But instead what happened was they grew a surveillance state, mass surveillance, large, ideologically captured, you know, policing and law enforcement that became intel driven, which means that it was interested in pre-crime and not in actual violations of federal law. And that's where we're at right now.
Well, and you know, the amazing thing is I just always try to have clear 2020 vision, if you will, on this. And I'm not even really necessarily trying to offer an opinion here other than just observe and report. So after September 11th, we rally behind this idea that radical Islam wants us all dead. And we have to set up the security state against radical Islam. The TSA is formed, the Patriot Act, everything follows. Well, now here I am 20 years later, and we've got what would, I think, would have definitely been described as radical Islam in 2001. is now on the streets of New York City.
And people are cheering.
And yet American patriots, the most patriotic Americans among us, are the ones that the Patriot Act is being used for.
That's right. So I'm going to steal something from my buddy George Hill. He's one of the whistleblowers. He was on my podcast yesterday, has a very sober and sane voice about this. And something he told me that has redirected my thinking. On September 12th of 2001, the United States, as a country, but also as a governmental apparatus, accepted a new definition of national security. It used to be the protection and the continuation of the U.S. Constitution as sort of our Republican form of government, right? That's what national security was. People died protecting our national security.
The Constitutional Republic.
For all of time, all the way up until September 11th of 2001, we accepted that people will die, and they will do so, and they will do so willingly because they want to protect us and our freedoms. Okay, September 12th of that year, the definition changes to no American dies from terrorism on U.S. soil. And that is a totalitarian prescription. Because once you say there will be no death from this thing, you have to throw out the door all the liberties that might exist that would allow something like that to happen. You can look as recently as 2020 COVID stuff that happened in China. They were welding people into their houses. Because if you say nobody is going to transmit COVID, if there's a zero COVID goal, tyranny is the outgrowth of it. It is a necessary outgrowth because you cannot have freedom and also risk.
It's a control mechanism.
That's exactly right. And they're antithetical to each other. The more risk you have, if you want to limit risk, you have to cut down freedom as well. And freedom is scary and risky and dangerous. And that's what we love about America. You may die doing something you love. You may go out and ride a motorbike today and not make it home, but you got to choose it. So there's some victory in that. But if you're going to say that nobody is going to have any potential exposure to terrorism, then we have to get ahead of terrorism. We need to know what you're thinking before you do it so we can stop what you might do. And that is tyrannical.
And so this is part of the film as well. George Hill, you're saying, breaks this down in the film that comes out in just less than 2 weeks now.
That's correct. Yep. And on top of that, and I guess this is where it's really interesting, because in the film, now, you know, films are not made overnight. This was shot months ago. But in the film, the lead actor, who's basically doing some sort of historical reenactments of FBI, and he acts as a supervisor, a guy named Nick Searcy. He was in Justified. He's a great actor. He's really fun, too. He's a good dude. And Nick says a line that is actually in the trailer. People can see it at policestatefilm.net. So they can go and see there. Actually, you can see me a bunch. I'm wearing a mask. I'll just admit it to your audience. But, like, I'm in there. I'm making sure that I'm making the tactical enactments look right. I didn't want to see, you know, fingers on triggers and ways that make
fully accurate depiction.
Correct. I wanted tactical movements to be correct. I wanted to make sure that the law enforcement scenes were accurate. So we do this. But the fun thing is, Nick Searcy says, these are anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremists we're talking about. This was 5-6 months ago when they shot it. Have you heard that recently?
Yeah, actually, they are now saying we need to be put into deprogramming camps. And they had been saying that for years, but then Hillary Clinton recently said it again, and it just kind of refreshed us, refreshed all of our memories how they had been saying that since she lost in 2016.
Now, I can pretty much guarantee that there is a 266 Oscar case, 2660, on you. There's probably one on me. And anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremism is an internal, intelligence-based, no crime alleged, FBI domestic terrorism investigation. And I knew about them going on at least to 2020, 2021. So this is a thing that the Bureau has been working on for a while. We had it 5 months ago put into the film. We're just now seeing that some reporting comes out of Newsweek.
Public with it.
Right. A leak, supposedly, about how Trump supporters are listed as this anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremists. They call them agave with two A's in the middle. And somehow that's going to be breaking news. First of all, it's years old for those of us who are working in that space. And second of all, how did Kyle Serafin and Steve Friend know to tell Dinesh D'Souza to put that in the movie? Why is that part of the script? Because this has always been the game plan. They've been slowly marching it out. And what I'll tell you is that Newsweek article that people saw mostly last week, I think it started, was when it broke out. That Newsweek article, my buddy Bongino calls it a warning. I think it's a threat. Because the person that reported it is a friendly deep state source that people can leak information out to. This wasn't like a bunch of FBI agents who came out there and said, oh my God, we're doing this horrible thing. They went out there and said, we're doing this thing.
Like, this is Big Brother government warning you.
Be aware.
Yeah.
And here's the other reason you know why. Have you heard of any of these guys losing their jobs? Have you heard the FBI say we've purged the ranks of these people that leaked this information?
No.
This so-called classified information about domestic terrorism? They're not showing up on my podcast, and they're not sitting here on your shows.
And I'm guessing they could identify them easily.
Yeah. You know how it works? Every single thing you print. We actually found this with Reality Winner, who was The Intercept? Did she go to Intercept or she go to WikiLeaks? Regardless, she printed some things out. Anything you print on a government computer, particularly when you work for a security agency, and the FBI has this as well, They go to centralized servers. They get printed out. They know exactly who printed what and when and what.
There's metadata.
Not only that, but they actually have like a record of every single thing sent out of your computer. So they know it's not just metadata. It's actually tagging the individual.
Yeah, there's like a receipt on the actual hard copy that comes out of the printer.
And it's in a centralized server that they can go back years and find out what you printed. So if you were taking out information and documentation to somebody, it's how they found me, I'm sure. Because I printed out an email, and it wasn't classified. It was just an email. It's an unclassified email that I took out of my office, and I brought it to a member of Congress, and I said, this is a problem.
Well, this is amazing. We're up against a break here, Kyle Serafin in studio. And but think about this, folks. I mean, we're just using me as an example, not to make it about me. I have never committed a violent crime in my life. I don't even get into bar fights. I mean, nothing. And the FBI wants to put me on a violent terror list. Never committed a violent crime in my life. We're going to get more into it with Kyle Serafin on the other side.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm going to say something obvious right now, but it's usually the obvious things that we all miss, including myself. Everybody's getting very excited about the impeachment of Joe Biden. But remember, he is a total and complete puppet. It needs to be about the criminals that control him, the CIA, BlackRock, the multinational corporations. And you want to blame Obama. Yeah, he's above Biden, but he's still a puppet too. We need to make it about the power structure that's waging war against this country, that's deindustrializing us, attacking our culture and creating race war. We need to make the impeachment all about the open borders and the human trafficking and the global government and the UN taking control of our medical system. That's what we need to do. That's what we've got to stand for. That's what is going to bring down the system. But if we just make it about Biden, just about how horrible he is, now he's a pedophile, now his son's a crackhead and gun charges, it becomes a distraction from the larger issues. We'll cover it all live at InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better, Knockout? What's better, Down and Out? What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
And we have Kyle Serafin in studio, the Kyle Serafin Show. They were trying to censor him. Of course they are. KyleSerafin.com. And we got a lot to talk about, not just involving the new film Police State that he's a part of, but involving why he became an FBI whistleblower with the corruption, and then some other odds and ends we want to talk about too. But a couple interesting things. You were talking to me in the break about how the FBI is investigating the film. Oh, my goodness. They're investigating the film. They're investigating you. How dare you, a dirty American, do a documentary on government activity? And I was asking you this, and I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, and I'm certainly not asking you to throw anybody under the bus here, but I was telling you the story about how when I was turning over the electronic data that the FBI had requested for me in the investigation into my speech crimes, and how the two agents that showed up, and not to belittle them, but I basically looked at them as just FBI grunts, like probably low-level guys. Hey, you're going sent to go pick up somebody's phone, whatever, putting it into a secure briefcase. And how at one point they were like, hey, what is this case again? And they were like, oh, yeah, this is that free speech case. Oh, yeah, the free speech case. And it just stunned me in that moment. It was like, you've taken an oath. You understand the First Amendment. You know this is a free speech case, and yet here you are coming after me for my cell phones and seemingly not even bothered by it. And you were kind of getting in because I was asking you, how does that work? How do they get agents to go along with this?
It's really sad, but it's the simplest motivation of all. It's comfort. It's security. It's your paycheck. It's the pension. It's the health care. It's you got a family. You got a mortgage. Maybe you're divorced. Maybe you got alimony. That's actually what my old boss actually said. I had this disagreement about whether or not I was going to put a COVID swab up my nose every 72 hours. I said, I got a top secret clearance. I'm a paramedic. I've been a paramedic for a decade. I've done thousands of nasal swabs, and I'm not going to do this one. Not unless I show symptoms, and then only then if I choose to. And he was like, yeah, I mean, fundamentally, I agree with you, but I've got a mortgage, and I've got alimony, and I got to pay these things, so I can't stand up with you, so you're on your own. Okay, how do you end up with people willing to go do things that they know are probably violations of their oath, which is to defend not really the Constitution in a big sense? I keep saying this to people. When you swear allegiance to the Constitution as a federal law enforcement officer, it's a little bit different than as somebody who works in the military. Your real job as a federal law enforcement officer is to defend the Bill of Rights, which is that there are certain areas that are sacrosanct and you cannot go in there, and you have to hold them up. It's what the Durham report actually said. He's like, we wouldn't recommend any new policies or procedures to the FBI. We just need people in the FBI to abide by their theoretical.
Yeah, the law already exists. It's like the border. We already have laws at the border.
That's right. Fidelity, bravery, integrity are the motto of the FBI, allegedly. So if you just did those things, then they would be fine. But they don't. And the way they don't do it, and the reason they haven't done it, is as old as human history, and the most recent and scary example that my buddies and I always point to is there's a book called Ordinary Men. It's written by Christopher Brown. I sent it over to you, so you have it.
Yeah, you were telling me about this book in the break.
Here's the deal. It's the story of Reserve Police Battalion 101. Christopher Browning is his full name. The story is a bunch of guys that were reservist police officers activated by the Nazis to go and do Holocaust activities. They never started with death camps. They get you saying yes. Go take that shot. Why? Because we said so. Do what we said. If you don't take the shot, you have to bend the knee anyway. Go put this thing up your nose. And you go, I don't want to do that. Everybody did. Except I'm one of the few people in the bureau that didn't do a swab or get a shot because I said no.
It's kind of like a pressure test.
It's a loyalty test.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. In fact, there actually was a loyalty test in the United States government under Truman, under Executive Order 9835, I believe it was.
Another Democrat that got us into war.
That's
go ahead.
And also created the administrative state, which happened from the Administrative Procedures Act in 1946. So there's all kinds of wild stuff you can dig into history. But if you go back into 1930s Germany, you look at what they were doing in Poland there. They took a bunch of regular guys, butchers, bakers, people who made candles, I don't know, like people who worked in the world, and they said, now you're police officers, you've been activated, your unit is called up, go get all the names of those Jews. Get their names. Put them on this clipboard. Bring them back to us. Now go back all to those people on the name on the clipboard, make sure that they all have an arm patch on. Okay? Make sure they're all wearing it. Now we're going to take them out of that building. We're going to move them somewhere else. We're going to move them into this ghetto. It's for their protection and our protection. They may have diseases or something. We don't really like them. We need them all to go here. And then eventually, you got to the point where after a couple of years, these guys are shooting toddlers and old people in the back of the head because they are loading boxcars too slowly. They're ordinary men. They are not exceptional monsters. Jordan Peterson talks about this all the time. If you had been alive, everyone likes to think that they would have been, Schindler, right? They would have been, running Schindler's List and helping Jews escape from the Holocaust. most likely you would have been a Nazi if you look at what the numbers say.
Yeah, well, we're learning that in the modern age now.
So many people are willing to go along to get along. They want to keep their paycheck. They want to keep their pension. They want to keep their health benefits and so on. They do the thing that they're told to do simply because that's what they do. That's why they come and deprive you of your civil liberties, even though, as you said, the guys knew it was a First Amendment issue. They knew that they weren't supposed to do that. And they just go like, this is that First Amendment, that free speech issue, right? And like you say, frontline grunts, that was me. I was a GS-13-1. I was a GS-13-1 frontline FBI agent with 5-6 years in. You know, at 6 years, I got removed. I spent a year unpaid because of that. But I was the guy that would have been gone out. They would have said, hey, go get Owen and lock him up. And I would have been like, I don't think so. Because that's the kind of guy that I am. There's not very many people who do it. And the guys that are willing to do it have pretty much been removed, or they're under investigation right now. They're investigating us at headquarters. And we call our group the Suspendables. That's what this is. And I would suggest to you that just like the United States, a lot of people are flying the flag upside down right now because we are kind of in a state of duress, and we are distressed as a country. The FBI is an agency that is like that. And so this represents that to anybody who sees it. This is a federal badge flipped upside down with our little S. And you know what? You can flip it back up and the S still looks the same. So when they recover, which I don't think will happen anytime soon, but if they did, we could turn the badge back upside, you know, we could.
Well, let's even look at this logistically speaking. How many FBI agents are there, give or take?
About 13,000, under 14,000, 13,800.
And how many have come forward as whistleblowers or even just trying to muck up the gears of corruption at the FBI as all of this is going on?
A couple dozen, tops, 36, 40.
So let's say 40. So we're looking at less than 1%. We're looking at less than 1% essentially of the FBI that's willing to stop the corruption. We're looking at less than 1% that in Nazi Germany are willing to say, no, we're not going to go round up the Jews.
Yeah. Oh, way less than that. Yeah. It's less than 0.5%.
So, I mean,
here's why that happens. And a lot of people go like, how in the world is this? The FBI actually has close to 40,000 employees, but only less than 14,000 agents. So agents are already the minority. Okay. But what they've done, and this goes back to what we said earlier, when they transitioned, they learned the wrong lessons in September of 2001, and they said, we need to be an intelligence agency. They hired intelligence people. And intelligence people tend to be pretty educated, bachelor's, master's, PhD, something my buddy Dan Bongino calls the stupid smart people. And they have no common sense, but they got a lot of academics. They have a lot of time.
And they always want you to know about it, too. They always want you to know.
and they spend time, you know, what have they done? They've sat out there, and they've basically adjusted their worldview to get along in academia. Now that is persuasive and pervasive in the intelligence community.
And it makes them feel prestigious.
For sure.
It's like this air of prestigiousness that they really don't deserve.
And you're the unwashed masses.
Yeah.
You don't know those things. Mm-hmm. So when you have a leftist bent, a political left, progressive left, that is sort of the captured ideology of the agency, and they are the majority of it. The minority, which is like people like me, carry a gun and a badge at the time. You know, we're like conservative, lowercase c, libertarian-minded, live and let live kind of guy.
Actually believe in your oath.
You're still the minority. You're going to be the majority of agents, but you're the vast and lowest minority inside that agency. So the orders and the marching orders are coming down from the wrong people. And when that happens, a lot of people say yes when they should be throwing the BS flag.
Well, and you mentioned the FBI's investigating this film. That tells me that it's extremely powerful. Again, police state the film, you're in it. And you're part of an FBI whistleblower panel. So obviously the film is going to be very powerful. Do you suspect maybe that there are efforts to shut this film down before it hits theaters?
I think that the Bureau would love that, but they don't know what's in it. And what's funny is that we didn't have to go get anything classified, and we didn't have to go do anything illegal to make a film.
You didn't have to get anything declassified.
Right, and we didn't have to use classified information at all. Yeah, it's just
okay.
All publicly available. It tells a narrative and a story that goes back over 20 years about how a police state evolves in a place that didn't used to have it. And so that's what it's telling. And in simple terms, and I'll give people kind of the broad view of it, because we tell it graphically as well. But if you look at the way that things happened starting in 01 and moving forward, the FBI's focus and most of the mechanisms of Homeland Security and so on, they were focused on what we call international terrorism, IT. International terrorism, you run out of them. U.S. military is really good. You talked about how great our men and women are in uniform. You know, I served in the Air Force around some absolute studs, and they were bringing the fight to the enemy where the enemy was. That's how you get rid of international terrorism. The FBI ran out of that, and they still had a budget. They had to go do something. So what do you do with your terrorism budget? You find a thing that are called homegrown violent extremists. Many people have heard the term. Not everybody can define it. In fact, I couldn't for the first probably 3 years that I worked at the Bureau. An HVE, a homegrown violent extremist, is someone who lives domestically, Dearborn, Michigan, for example, but they associate with a radical ideology from overseas. They might be first generation here. They may be a naturalized citizen. They're allowed to be in the U.S., so they're not sneaking in over a border. But
it brings the scope internally.
But it brings the scope internally. And once you've started looking internally for what are your problems, eventually you're going to run out of HVEs, which they did. And they started looking for things that they called racially motivated violent extremists, which we know as white supremacists. They didn't do a whole lot in the black supremacist movement or the others. Go figure. And once you do that, then you start turning towards, well, we've run out of those because there's actually not very many white supremacists that are dangerous.
Yeah, there's a shortage of those.
Yeah, there's a, what do they always say? The supply of it doesn't meet the demand that the government has. So then they start looking for other things. They went after a thing called militia violent extremists, which I exposed. Ted Cruz famously, like, put his boot up on the table in front of Chris Ray and showed his 1835 Gonzales battle flag, right? And that was because the FBI classified people who were veterans and people who were law enforcement as potentially militia violent extremists. That's another 266.
That's- Man, imagine that. You go into the military knowing now that when you come out, the FBI is going to label you an extremist.
This goes back a long ways. They tried this in the 90s as well. Janet Reno was trying to do that as well.
Oh, Janet Reno. She's a real pretty one.
When you start thinking about the types of people that these are all tried and true mechanisms. They just float them and see if they catch. They didn't catch. The militia violent extremist thing did not catch. They went after guys like Mike Glover, who's an acquaintance of mine, and he's a, you know, retired Green Beret and an honorable man and was in the honor guard, just a stud as a human.
But what about like the entrapment schemes like what we saw in Michigan?
It doesn't matter who you go after. It doesn't matter whether it's IT, HVE, or DVE, DVE, domestic violent extremists. You go after all three of those, you use the same playbook. How do you do it? Because you don't really have a whole lot of people that are willing to go and get violent in this country. Otherwise, we would see it. So you got to incentivize people to do it. And so I always tell this is a free lesson for your audience.
That's the entrapment.
If you're sitting on Reddit, if you're sitting on Twitter, or if you're sitting in some sort of a chat room and things that I don't know about, 4chan, 8chan, whatever it is, I don't know about all of them, and somebody wants to be your buddy, and they agree with all of your worst ideas, every single one of them, especially the violent ones.
And then wants you to take action.
And they want to help you. And they want to help you for the exact amount of money that you have because they NSL'd your bank account and they know how much money you have. It's like, oh, I need this belt-fed machine gun. You're like, oh, yeah. They're like, but I don't have any money. And they're like, my buddy can get it for $7.99 and you have $858 in your bank account. They knew that. And so they will get you to put the money that you have for a thing that you can afford and they will move down because they will get what they call a disruption. Disruptions are funding mechanisms for the FBI. It's a statistic. It's the same way as someone saying we need to get X number of traffic tickets for a local cop. So they do this, and here's the
gotta meet their quota.
The quota looked like
everybody
knows,
end of the month, you drive fast, that's when you're going to get your ticket.
The Bureau does it by year. They do it by fiscal year, and they start October 1st. So we are now in the new fiscal year. So as they try to wrap these things up, in 2022, so not this fiscal year, but the one before that, they forecasted 600 terrorist disruptions for 2022. And they fell short. They didn't get 600. They got 397.
And that's just an arbitrary number they pull out of their hat.
Yeah, they just forecasted it. But you're a government agency, and you forecasted something, so you're incentivized to meet your forecast. Otherwise, you're not going to get the budget next year. So they didn't meet their budget in 2022. They were short. They only had 397 terrorist disruptions. I want you to think about 2022. Think about the number of things. You read the news. You read the all the papers every day, right? Do you remember 397 terrorist plot disruptions being advertised by the FBI?
No.
In 22?
No.
So you have to believe that they did it every single day of the year and twice on Sundays, literally,
yeah,
in order to believe that those numbers are realistic. And they're not. 14 of them came from the Gretchen Whitmer thing.
Well, and think about how counterintuitive that is, too. You would think that, hey, if our arbitrary number is 600 terrorist cases a year, and let's say we only get 200, that should be a victory. That's like, hey, we're effective. We don't have violence. Instead, right. They say, no, that's a defeat. We need to find it.
Correct.
We need to motivate it.
Right. Because our intel people forecasted it and they know things. They suspect with a high probability or degree of confidence that this is going on. So now we need to go and isolate where those things are. And if we didn't find it, it just means that we didn't get them there. And then we're not going to get our budget. So we tell Congress, listen, they were there, but we didn't find them. We just need more tools. We just need more FISA.
This is how the government operates. And they do the same thing in the federal government and prosecutors too, where they'll come out and they'll just put ridiculous charges on you over and above, unreal sentencing.
Yep.
And then they'll, oh, but hey, you know what? We'll just charge you with one thing and we'll take your sentence down to this. Well, the sentence should be zero. The charges should be zero. But when you're looking at eight charges and years in jail, and then it's like, oh, hey, see, we're negotiating. We're doing the good thing. I mean, but how upset do they get when every single Whitmer defendant is acquitted?
Furious, I'm sure. But here's the fun thing about all that, right? The system is set up that you plea out. The system is set up to scare the hell out of you.
So they get their conviction rates.
Conviction rates are good. The problem is that the system is actually not really designed that way. The way that it's supposed to work.
Well, that's not justice.
That's not justice, because justice is a government that goes in literally blind and says, my only interest to serve is that I did a fair and complete investigation, and the process is now outside of my hands. I present the information to this. That's my job as a federal agent. If you are a federal agent, your job is to find whatever truth you're able to uncover. You present it. The attorneys present their sides of it. Discovery goes to both. They make a case here. They make a case there. The jury listens. They decide one way or another. Everybody is impartial. The jury hears the information. They say, yes, it meets this threshold, or no, it doesn't. The government's outcome, the prosecutor's outcome, should be totally apathetic to whether they win or lose. Win or lose is wrong.
Yep.
It's their win it's is that the process based. Was done correctly, that due process was served. That is a win for the government. We've taken that out, and we don't do that anymore. Now it's like a win and loss column, yep. Like you're playing baseball.
Yep.
And that is wrong, yep. And it serves you incorrectly.
This is such a great logical breakdown of it, too, and I don't want to spend too much time on this because there's a couple other questions I have for you, but I witnessed this firsthand where that's exactly what it is. The government looks at you like they want to conquer you. They want to have their victory over you. And I'm telling you, it's like when I'm in there in sentencing and I'm in the courtroom, it's like Twilight Zone, man, because you'll have these attorneys over there. Oh, they muck it up. They're nice people. They're smiling. They're waving. Oh, maybe we could have some tea together, right? It's all good. And then the trial starts and he's the terrorist. He's the bad guy. He must be destroyed. And then the whole thing goes and the government destroys you. And then it's back to smiles like, oh, wait, we could have coffee together, right? Like everything's normal. It's like, what? It's like you just... What are you talking about? Like, they can just turn it on and off, and they think I'm supposed to be indifferent, and I'm supposed to pretend like they're indifferent? That's a great analogy for it. They look at it as wins and losses. This isn't about justice anymore. This is about them getting wins and you getting a loss. That's not justice.
No, and you know what's even darker? And this is probably why this was a loss. I think January 6th was one of the greatest political messaging campaigns that's ever been perpetrated on a population, but they lost a ton of ground. It goes back actually to the messaging campaign that was done during COVID. They thought they were advancing something where they were gaining ground and winning. But I think that some minorities in this country have been improperly treated by our justice system. And our story shows that. Actually, police state shows that. We went after Muslims because they were vulnerable and nobody cared. They've actually infiltrated and they went after people in the civil rights movement as well. I mean, the FBI tried to talk Martin Luther King Jr. into killing himself. It's documented. It's in writing. People can find it on Wikipedia.
And then probably did.
Well, they may have killed him too. That's another story. But the fact is they actually tried to instigate a suicide, not an assassination. And so these things, people have been treated poorly by the mechanism for a very long time. You don't always know that when you work in there. You're doing your job. You get your head down. You're compartmentalized. And that's not to say that you shouldn't.
And that's what's so frustrating that I wish people understood, whether it's left or right or anybody or indifferent. It's like, don't you see how when the government is weaponized against any group at any time, it can be reversed. It can be reverse suplexed onto you next.
And it will. And it will. So here's the fun thing about it. And like I said, I think that the January 6th, it was initial victories, but they are actually going to lose ground in the long run because they've now taken a bunch of people who are basically law-abiding, back to the blue, Christian, you know, conservative, lowercase c type people that just wanted to be left alone and were happy for you. If you're a gay family, you want to get married, knock yourself out, and you want to be a Muslim somewhere, then you can be Muslim. And that's not what we're about, but we don't care about that. We just want to everybody get along and coexist, literally. And then they got them all involved in it. And now you've actually shown that hand that you saw and so many other families have seen because they've been touched by it.
And this is in the documentary, very highlighted, I'm sure.
All you're seeing is that everybody is now involved. You're all on the menu. It's just a matter of where you are on the menu. Are you at the top of the menu or are you at the bottom? But if you're all involved, then we all have a common enemy, and that is government overreach.
Well, and bingo, government overreach. And that's why we're appealing my case. I do have to turn myself in less than 2 weeks now. I'll spend my 60 days. We're still going to appeal this, even when I'm in jail. We're still going to appeal this. We're going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court because that's one of the angles, is this is government overreach. And beyond just the First Amendment, this is my free speech that they're saying I'm being criminalized for and incarcerated for, but it is beyond government overreach. And this is what really breaks my heart, because I can remove myself from this. It breaks my heart to think that you really think that you can go through these motions. And this is why I think this film, The Police State, is so important. It's like... And I know the feds listen to everything I say. They proved that in their documents. They basically told my lawyer.
You and me both.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, we have a big audience of federal agents. It's something we have in common. And it's just like, I look at the people coming after me that are just they're just a cog in the system. They're just a gear in the corruption in the establishment. And I think, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you have sons and daughters. Maybe you don't. But it's like, imagine when it's your son. Imagine when it's your daughter who's on the air saying, I think the election was stolen. Or imagine when it's your son and it's your daughter who's in Washington, D.C. chanting USA, USA, and now a prosecutor's coming after them. And now they're facing time in jail.
Yep.
How are you going to feel then? Do you really think it's just Owen Schroyer? Do you really think it stops at me? Do you really think this is a victory for you? What happens when it's your kids? What happens when it's your grandkids? Because if it's Owen Schroyer, it's them next. Now, I want
to... And the easy way to think that is, what are you going to retire into? Are you going to take that pension and go retire in a police state? That's the only question you really have to answer.
And this is why, part of the reason
there's
you were part of the film.
Piece of that too, right? You know what I mean? I mean, it's just like, you know, where are you going to save up your riches? And if you want to save them up and spend them here on earth, it's a pretty imperfect way to do it. It's sad. But I will tell you the enlightened position on all this. It's pity. You'll get there too. You will eventually pity the people that are involved in that.
There's a level of it.
Because there's an unlimited amount of deaths that you live as a coward. Every single day is a death.
Yeah.
And standing up for the right thing and for what you believe. And it doesn't matter if people agree with you. That's the amazing thing. People got mad at me because I said Alex Jones has every right to say everything he says. I don't care what he says. I'm a free speech absolutist. That includes the people that are out there, you know, chanting death to Israel. They have a right to say that too. They're not literally calling, they don't have the ability to affect death on Israel. So knock yourselves out. Wear yourself out, little guys. You know, like a toddler. I don't care if you throw a temper tantrum. You're allowed to in this country. You have a fundamental right under the First Amendment to be an a-hole in America. It doesn't matter
it's
if
true.
You agree. You don't have to agree with Owen. You don't have to agree with Kyle. You don't have to agree with Alex. Alex can say anything he wants. It didn't cause physical damage to you. That level should be so high that we should always err on letting people say their mind. And if it's a bad idea, go out there and combat it with your better ideas.
Bingo.
Marketplace of ideas. It's
Bingo.
Very easy.
I completely agree with that, and that's why I love a good debate. Now, we don't have any healthy political discussions or debate in this country anymore, sadly, because of that exact reason, probably. All right, there's one more thing I want to ask you. It's unfortunate we're running out of time here. I wanted to talk to you about the SBF case that's going on. Nobody's talking about that. Elon Musk being scrutinized.
Right.
But let me – this is my final question then. We have a presidential candidate right now, Vivek Ramaswamy, who says we need to abolish the FBI. Your thoughts?
100%. I've told him the same thing. I've stood backstage with him and said the same thing to him. It's an unsalvageable beast because the corruption goes all the way down to the frontline supervisors and the people that you dealt with who were otherwise good people. When good people do the wrong thing because they are incentivized to do the wrong thing and they're afraid of doing the right thing because they think they're going to lose their paycheck, their pension, you know, their potential career. I lost a career. You know what? I'll get another job. I was a grown up when I got the job. It was no big deal. It sucks to lose your job. Nobody likes it, but you go out and get another one if you're a grown up in America.
Especially when you got a family.
We're a land of opportunities. I've got four kids. My youngest is 6 weeks old. You know, that wasn't awesome. That was suboptimal. And yet you have a responsibility when you say that oath. It's not like you're just clicking the okay on an iPhone, you know, service update on your phone, on your software. This is a real thing. It means something to you. It doesn't even end when you die. I mean, until you die, like you just keep going with the oath. All of the veterans that are in the audience know exactly what I'm talking about. You didn't give up defending the United States. But the United States that we know is really not there. I've been saying this to people lately, and it resonates with a lot, and I'm sure it'll resonate with your audience. But the United States that we live in right now would be invaded by the United States that I grew up in. When I was a kid, 1980s America would have kicked our ass every day.
I have heard that from so many veterans recently, and mostly older veterans, you know, retired years ago. I have heard that exact same thing as they come up to me. I hear it at the gym. I hear it at ball games. Wherever I go all the time, they say, Owen, what it is you're going through right now, we would have invaded countries over.
We fought wars
years ago. Now we've got 90 seconds left. Quickly, 60 seconds. Explain that pin that you're wearing, and you brought one for me too.
Yeah, I brought one for you. Look, you stood up for your First Amendment rights to speak freely. So my buddy Garrett O'Boyle, who testified in front of Congress, he made this one for you. This pin.
This came from Garrett?
Yeah, this came from Garrett.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So he told you that you'll be crushed. You wear it upside down because we're under duress. Oh, it's pinned down. The pin, it means exactly what it is. Like, look, the FBI is upside down. It's underwater. It is under duress. And so we are symbolizing that. You're going to, you know, all your Fed audience can really appreciate it. This is almost the exact same size of an FBI badge. The original FBI badges were worn on the lapel. Did you know that? In the 30s? They were worn just up here. And they're just to let you know. And the idea was, and this is what Hoover's legend.
We wear this upside down.
That's right. The legend that Hoover says is supposedly that the badge was so small so you had nothing to hide behind that you always had your honor out front. We don't see that to be the case right now, but we're going to bring it back by wearing it.
Boy, Hoover had more integrity than modern day FBI. That's something, isn't it?
for a gangster tranny, that's something.
Wow. Okay. Well, this was great. Kyle Serafin. Follow his show, The Kyle Serafin Show. KyleSerafin.com. A great American, a great veteran, a great FBI whistleblower, and a great hour of an interview with him. And check out the film, PolicestateFilm.net, correct?
That's it.
PolicestateFilm.net. This is going to be a powerful documentary. Kate Daly takes over the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'll be back hosting the War Room an hour from now. We'll see you then.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%. Some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super constant. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm guest hosting today. My name is Kate Daly from the Kate Daly Show. How are you today? Boy, there's a lot of news this week. Where do we start, right? Kind of feels that way anyway. Listen, I was kind of looking over, and my friend George was reminding me about Washington's farewell address. And it talked about having alliances to nobody. And it talked about there was no constitutional authority at all for any type of foreign aid ever. I think the founders were very afraid of that. And maybe for good reason, do you think? So I want to tell you, I'm writing out an expose of what's going on right now in foreign news. And last week I interviewed the great Lara Logan, and she had worked foreign news for 60 Minutes CBS. And she was talking about the lies. She did a fabulous interview, and she was just talking about the lies and the things that are happening right now. That even in foreign news, we know that the Smith-Mundt Act in the 1940s gave them the ability. This was right when the UN was starting. It was right when the CIA was starting. Everything, right? That was pivotal year. That was back when Israel was funding Hamas. Okay, and there were so many things going on in the late 1940s. And so we had the Smith-Mundt Act, and the Smith-Mundt Act said they could propagandize in foreign news. Now, they'd already been doing that. They were going to now sort of, you know, make sure that everybody knew that they had the legality to do that. Then in 2012, our Republicans and our Democrats and Obama signed it, basically re-upped it to mean that they could propagandize to us here in America. Now, they'd already been doing that for decades too, via the spooks, and they were infiltrating CBS, all the new different news programs. But it's interesting that we didn't really get any news on this. I mean, it was sort of buried, and, the Smith-Mundt Act was re-upped so they could just basically lie through their teeth and nobody could have any recourse about it. Okay. I want to talk today about writing this expose because I'm left with so many questions, as you probably are aware. I would have a lot of questions with what's going on in foreign news right now. And a lot of it seems very reminiscent of things that we've been through before. So the word progress, if we're going to progress as a nation, I know the left uses it as a term to gut our country, but real progress would mean that we learn from history. We get a little smarter. I
know if that's happening. We got people wearing masks in cars. So, and people still afraid of germs wearing masks again, and even for no reason. So I don't know that we're any brighter. I don't think we are. And I think that we need to learn from our history. And so let's go back, because I'm trying to fill in all these blanks. So of course you can email me, you know, kate@katedalyradio.com, and yeah, right on my website, katedalyradio.com. And maybe you can help me fill in these blanks as I'm trying to sift my way through the information, because it seems like there's some glaring holes. And in a day and age when everything is sort of wrapped up into religion, it's kind of hard to ask these questions. It's kind of hard because there's a lot of shaming going on right now if you simply ask the very, very obvious. But I feel like if we as an audience could honestly work together just to fill in the gaps, then I will be fine. Then I can move forward and believe everything in the news, and we can throw a party, because it'll be the first time we were told the truth in the news. So I'm actually looking forward to that. So as I pose some questions to you, and as I bring up some things and inconsistencies and things that are just not making sense to me, it must just be me. It must just be me. I don't know. Maybe it is. And that's okay, because I can handle that. I can handle that. I want you to set the record straight. I want you to tell me, where these, how to fill in all these blanks. Cause I'm kind of having a hard time. There's a lot of them, and they're mounting. Not quite sure what to do with that. And we always feel sad, and having victims is horrific. And so I'm well aware of that, but I also have all these questions. And so maybe you can help me today and help me fill in the blanks. So I'm going to come right back on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. I just, I got to vet all these things. I'll be right back. Kate Daly, guest host today.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Guest hosting today, I'm Kate Daly. Nice to be with you. All right, so let's kind of go back to Saturday, okay? Because the news is saying day five, and the news is, day five of darkness. And then today's headline was really interesting, because it was saying that Israel is now going to work on creating an emergency response to what's happening. And I found that just kind of strange, because I thought they already did. It's been 5 days. It's not a big space. So I was wondering, why are they just doing that now? It's just a huge looming question for me, because if somebody was attacking our country, I know that we'd have 90% of our country armed citizens, man, going down to a certain border that was open, or, you know, however people were, whether they were going to hang glide in, or whether they were going to catapult in, or what have you. And I know that there would be questions, you know, and people would rush. And I mean, it wouldn't even take an hour. People would be going to defend the country. So this is the most, secure, one of the most secure, I would say the most secure country on earth. They don't let anybody in, and they haven't. And so an attack like this really hasn't happened. So the factor of surprise surprises me, to be honest with you. I'm surprised that they were surprised. Because how do you surprise the 9.3 million people with the Gaza Strip right there. How do you do that? So if you could answer me that, I'm really searching for the answers here. So how does a surprise attack happen and without knowing about something going on in your country? And then why does it take 5 days to finally say, well, maybe we should respond to this? That I thought was really, really weird. And the other thing was there was an area they were going to, and it took the Israeli army 5 hours to go the distance of only 57 miles. And I thought outside of Jerusalem, and I thought that was weird that it would take 5 hours to go 57 miles. Does that seem strange to anybody? And I wondered if anybody else realized that or saw that. I thought that was kind of strange too. And so the distance, from Jerusalem to Sederet is 93 kilometers, which is about, 57 miles, right? And no F-15s or no F-16s or, no airstrikes. That was kind of strange. My friend Eric brought that up. I thought, wow, it is a little strange. And so, there wasn't the response, but everybody has to join, the armed forces there. So I know everybody's well versed, and I know they're not an armed country, which doesn't really make sense to me, but I just wondered if you guys could fill in that blank for me. Also, I was wondering, there's a lot of things about Syria too that are kind of coming up for me because I covered Syria quite extensively in 2012. So in 2012, we had a story about or maybe it was 13. We had a story about a little boy who was covered in dust, and there was a whole story about him. And it ended up coming out that he was sitting in like an ambulance or something alone. And they said he was orphaned, but then it turned out that that wasn't the real story. And so I was kind of reminiscing on that. I was reminiscing on a few things, actually, a few things that kind of caught my eye. And so I remember back in 1990 that there was fake news. Citizen Truth came out with this, and they said fake news from 1990. Nariah's testimony, the 15-year-old, was widely publicized, and there was a company that had filmed the hearing and sent out a video news release to MediaLink and the firm that served like 700 stations. And there was testimony from her, 15 years old, that was aired on Nightline and Nightly News, and it was an estimated 35 to 53 million Americans. So that is a lot of Americans that we're dealing with there, okay, watching this. And she was the testimony. It lasted about 4 minutes. It was, the anniversary, October 10th, 1990. Kind of strange, same exact time. And she was volunteering, she said, at Al-Adon Hospital with 12 other women. Remember, she was testifying against Iraq, okay? And she said she was the youngest volunteer. And the other women were between 20 and 30 years old. And she said, when I saw Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns, and they took the babies out of the incubators, 23 babies, and then they let the children die on the cold floor. And she was crying, and she was saying how horrific this was. And I was a little surprised by this because I think that the news didn't really cover any questions about it. They didn't ask any questions, if I remember right. So then they came out and they said New York Times in 1992 actually came out and said the girl's testimony was orchestrated by a big public relations firm, and the client's aim was to secure military support through the U.S. through raising awareness about the dangers posed to Kuwait by the Iraqi Saddam Hussein, okay, dictator. And the girl that gave testimony was also revealed that she was not just an ordinary civilian, but the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador to the United States. About that time, that wartime, okay? So I thought that was a little strange because all of that came out after, but not during. And so 35 million to 53 million Americans were seeing her testimony, and then her testimony was debunked. Okay. And then, there was another paper that came out and said in war, some facts are less factual. U.S. assertions from the last war in Iraq still appear dubious. Interesting. I remember when ISIL, beheaded infants and raped women according to their atrocities. And so this organization, entrusted with monitoring genocide, revealed that members of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, were beheading babies and filming acts of rape against women. And I was remembering this. Then I was remembering the Afghan women throwing babies onto barbed wire to save them as they were all trying to get out of Afghanistan with King Dingaling and what he was trying to do there by leaving all of our equipment there, right? Leaving everything there. And that's kind of curious that we left everything there, because I wonder how that's being used. That's kind of interesting. So there was that. And then going back to the 1990 thing, the Gulf War rallying cry, okay? And what's interesting, this was more of like a liberal news reporting agency, but it was interesting as they were saying, you know, the journalists, they were starting to question the journalists, the doctors at the hospitals were denying the incubator allegations, but it took a while for this to happen. The doctors reportedly, LA Times, were denying that the Iraqis did anything like that. False testimony, and it came across as a massive propaganda machine. And of course, the 1991 invasion of Iraq. And then of course we had the, in the 2000s, our invasion of Iraq, same thing. There weren't really, you know, evidence of weapons of mass destruction. Okay. So all of these things, right? Then you have in Syria, because I covered Syria extensively, we had the white helmets, and they said they were slaughtering people. And, the news story was the white helmets were the heroes. And then it came out that they were actually, doing the gas attacks, and they were talking about all these false flags happening with emergency services. So the emergency guy sent in clearly might have not been the good guy, because as stories started to surface, they were saying we were rescued by these white helmets, but it seems and appears that the boots on the ground were saying the white helmets were actually doing the things that they were accusing Assad of. So that was strange. And they were under the Syria's civil defense mantra organization. And all of these things kept coming out. Who are the white helmets? And of course, you know, ABC and mainstream news and everything we're talking about, it's a grassroots team of volunteers, right? In the early years of Syria's ongoing civil war, right? Which began as a peaceful revolution. But the problem was it was found out later that they weren't so peaceful, and they were caught maybe doing some things that looked and appeared to be the fact that they might have been the ones stoking the fires over there and doing the atrocities that we blamed on Assad. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I have more questions if you can help me out. Kate Dell.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
I'm going to say something obvious right now, but it's usually the obvious things that we all miss, including myself. Everybody's getting very excited about the impeachment of Joe Biden. But remember, he is a total and complete puppet. It needs to be about the criminals that control him, the CIA, BlackRock, the multinational corporations. And people want to blame Obama. Yeah, he's above Biden, but he's still a puppet too. We need to make it about the power structure that's waging war against this country, that's deindustrializing us, attacking our culture and creating race war. We need to make the impeachment all about the open borders and the human trafficking and the global government and the UN taking control of our medical system. That's what we need to do. That's what we've got to stand for. That's what is going to bring down the system. If we just make it about Biden, despite how horrible he is. Guy's a pedophile, and now his son's a crackhead and gun charges. It becomes a distraction from the larger issues. We'll cover it all live at InfoWars.com/show.
The most powerful InfoWars Life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com. The most powerful InfoWars Life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. How are you today? Just trying to fill in the blanks. If you can help me out, that'd be great. You can email me, Kate at katedalyradio.com. Let me know. I've got all these questions, and I'm just hoping to get them answered. And you know, I want to do a little disclaimer here. I'm not talking about the people of Israel. I'm not talking about a particular religion. And we have to say that now because everything's kind of tied up in one thing right now. And I want a flag that says that I think would probably be maybe a better explanation of kind of how I feel about everything going on over there right now. I stand with the people of Israel, but I do not trust their government. I wish I had a flag like that, because I know that in 2023, all governments have been hijacked at this point in time. So I don't know why we would just believe. It's almost like it would be a unicorn to have a government that wasn't hijacked or infiltrated with certain people that might not have the same goals as some other people in a government. Ours has been hijacked. They do things in our name that we would never approve of. And everybody wraps us in under one bow, which is really tough for us because we recognize where the intelligence agencies take us and what they're doing in our name, but it's always wrapped up in a bow. And I feel like it's this way for every country. And so for me, I care about people around the world, and I care about my fellow man here in America. And so I'm going to say that as my disclaimer today, because I'm asking questions, which I feel is a very American thing to do. If we stop asking questions and we're unified on one front of thought, then we cease to be American ever again. Like, don't just give up your American card because you're no longer an American. That's how communists do it, is they force everybody to believe the same thing and say the same thing, right? And if you don't walk in conformity, then you are shamed, okay? Or taken apart or dismantled or reputation tarnished. That's how they work. And so I don't agree with that at all. I think as Americans, we still have free speech to speak up. We better start doing it, and doing it a lot more, because I'm sure you have same questions I do. And so that's what my flag would say. I stand with the people of Israel, but I do not trust their government. I don't trust any government. I interviewed Naran Awai a couple of times, and she was from Iraq. And she said, you know, during the Iraq war, she said it was the Kurds that were coming in and taking the land. And what we heard over here in our news wasn't the truth. And she said, you know, Saddam talked about the Christians as if they were roses to him. Okay. Not saying that he wasn't a dictator, not saying that he didn't do bad things. Okay. But she said in that case scenario, she said, we kept watching what the news was telling us in America. And she said, they kept lying to you guys. So they were talking about this whole thing with the babies and the incubators and throwing babies up and landing on spears and all the rest. And she said, you know, this didn't play out there. And they would not, she said, Saddam actually went after the people that were coming in and trying to take his land across the border. And she said, so we were defending the country, but she said, in your news over in America, it made it sound like he was doing all these things solo with his government and all the people were the victims. And that wasn't the case. So I've always kept that in the back of my mind. As she went around the country to talk to people, and she's a lovely lady, talking to people about, you know, what happened. So let's have that in the back of our minds too. So the money, was being shut down, in the spending bill to Ukraine, and all of a sudden this attack happened. So the one thing I've tried to find and I can't find, and maybe you as an audience can help me out here as I'm writing this expose on this. What was the reason that you would take an army of 10,000 on Hamas, and that you would penetrate the most secure country on earth with a very large army and very capable of doing a lot of harm, 9.3 million people. So 10,000 in the army, 9.3 million people. Why would you go in and do this knowing that the United States is going to jump in too, which has the biggest army in the world, biggest firepower? Why would you do that? Did something happen that was so big that an army would feel like right now would be the perfect time to go in? And then what's the goal? Because what I see is terrorizing people, but I don't understand what the goal was to actually go in. And then the latent response was also strange. So if anyone out there can fill in those blanks for me, I sure would love to hear that, because there was never a reason. In fact, the only reason given that I could find, and I scoured for the reason, because usually an attack like that, being able to even get in, that's a surprise. But even being able to get in, you would think that something very, very major had to go down in order to do that, knowing that the end result would then be that, I mean, they're obviously, you know, Israel's going to win in this, right? Because, I mean, you're only looking at a very small army, okay? And I remember this with ISIS too. I was thinking ISIS is tiny and they're matching trucks and they're matching white outfits that they don't wear in the Middle East. And I thought they were well funded, but I thought they were tiny and everybody has the power to blow them away. So why would you not? And what would provoke the reason? Well, the reason they gave was that there was just a lot of animosity. And we know that for years and years and years, but there was a lot of animosity between them. So I thought that was kind of a strange reasoning. It was like, that's it. That's why you would go and know you were going to get annihilated by a very large army because of anomaly, like things that were happening and angst between two countries. That was really strange. Now, Ron Paul, I've interviewed him probably 5 or 6 times now. And let me tell you, he's very adamant, and he gave testimony about Israel funding Hamas in the beginning and making sure that they were the ones behind that. So it wasn't like, and you have people like Cohen and a lot of people out there that were also agreeing with that. So that's not a theory. So that was another strange piece. But I did find the reasoning, because everything usually has to make sense. So if you see something, it's got to fly, right? When we go into wars, we lose liberty. The people in Israel lose more liberty. We lose liberty. Everybody loses liberty, because the goal then is to tighten up the ship, right? To never let it happen again under the guise of safety. So we end up losing, we end up having less liberty here. So as this is spiraling, and as this is allowed, if I could say that, allowed to get big because the latent response, 5 days later, they're just now starting to do a mountain emergency response. And it took the Army 5 hours to cross 57 miles. None of that makes sense. No airstrikes, no nothing. Gaps in the border. What? It doesn't make, none of it makes sense. Well, if we end up having this thing escalate on these premises and your young boys and my young boys are tied into this, I want to know why. And it better make sense. It better make sense. Nobody wants to see anybody killed. But I also want to add in the fact that things can be exploited to also look bigger using AI. And we know and we've been warned about the presence of AI. So we know that this is a big, big deal. And it isn't like we weren't warned, okay? Everything we see and everything we hear that's eerily reminiscent of many, many, many battles and things that we've been in, one, needs to make sense, and two, we need to not believe everything we see with our own eyes, but question, question, question. And after all, it's the American thing to do, okay? I'll be right back on Alex Jones with more, and I've got more, so you can't go anywhere at this point, okay?
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, guest hosting today, and glad to be here with you, of course. I have so many questions and a lot to say. And are we allowed to ask questions? I get the feeling that we're kind of not allowed to ask questions, not on this show, but just in general, in public, on social media. You get really fierce labels if you ask any questions at all. And so this isn't meant to be offensive in any way. It's just meant to say that there's so many things that aren't making sense about this. I can't not mention them because they're so in our face. So basic questions, if you can help me out as I'm trying to write this thing, I am at a lot of holes. So, a couple of things, in false flags, if that was, can they have real attacks? Yes. Can they also be made to look bigger? Yes. Could they be bigger? Yes. Are a lot of the things in our history, organic or natural happening, or would they be more set up and more controlled than we realize? All of our wars as we became America have been very controlled for certain reasons. And in World War One, they were even putting insurance policies, $4,000 a piece, on the soldiers as they were making them guinea pigs for the vaccines. And then, of course, there were reasons for World War One that served a lot of purposes, okay, with money and the incoming banking system and everything else. And then also World War II, it was kind of well known now. I would imagine that we knew Pearl Harbor was going to happen, and the president knew that. And I think that sometimes people can be very expendable in things. Countries look at people as expendable or collateral damage as things happen. We all know that the reasons, you know, for Vietnam, and we know the reasons for Desert Storm, and then, of course, Iraq, for no apparent reason, had nothing to do with 9/11, but we were so emotional. So I would hope that we could check our emotions at the door, because I feel like there might be a lot of gaslighting here with the headlines, because the headlines seem very reminiscent of previous things that we've been through, all the same types of headlines. And in the past, those headlines were proved to be false. So I think a measured approach to this would be probably the best thing we could do at this point. I feel like the flag waving right now, everyone's hoisting up flags and virtue signaling on Facebook, and they've got the circular thing around their photo, and everyone kind of joins in on the emotion of things, even when things don't make sense. But what's interesting about that, I feel like they would fly 10 flags, 5 flags if they could, as flagging, one-upping. You know what I mean? It's strange, because I don't even sometimes wonder or think, do we know why we're doing something? And like George Washington said, he said, be careful of alliances, be careful of those strong ties, because what does that mean? Now, we are a people that says we love to have people's back. And that's not a problem. That's a good thing about us, okay? We want to help people in need, and we want to have people's backs, and I get that. And when we see real victims, we want to rush in to help those real victims, and I understand. Because I'm the same way, and I have a lot of empathy and a lot of feeling for people when they're bullied, or when they're taken advantage of or exploited. And sometimes I wonder if the peoples of every country are exploited and taken advantage of by their own government. And if you look in history, and we learned anything from history, made any progress at all, you would probably see that that's very true. Also, today it was announced that Netanyahu wants to unify the government to address the emergency unified government, whatever that means, and that this is a situation that this gives cause, because it's an emergency. Remember, emergency services, we've been talking a lot about this. This is what provokes our election fraud. Emergency services they're forming the emergency unity government with opposing politicians, and that everybody's going to get on board because of the attack. So I thought that was a little strange. And then the headlines from the very beginning, without actually launching any sort of defense or strategy to shut down the small group of infiltrators paragliding in, which never made sense, because I'm sure they would notice that. But it's strange because there's no defense, and then they've got all these atrocities happening. And then when I saw the headlines with the babies, I was immediately taken back to 1990 and 2002 because they were saying the same exact headlines, which I thought was kind of strange. And then, of course, Congress came out yesterday and they were saying the most important thing that they could do was to pass a resolution to support Israel. They already do support Israel. They're very blatant about it. I mean, if you don't, remember Cynthia McKinney was telling us, if you don't sign the pact to support Israel, you're pretty much out. So what are they doing? We already have that. And I mean a million times over. Our presidents get vetted over there. So it makes no sense that we have to publicly say now we resolute. What does that even mean? It's just a resolution on paper. I don't know what that means because we're already there. It makes no sense. And then they said that they had to get a speaker, which Scalise seems to be the choice. A speaker or they're paralyzed. They can't do anything without a speaker. They don't have power without a speaker. I don't remember or recall seeing that in the Constitution ever. Do you? Anyway, but yeah, they can't do anything. They're just paralyzed. They don't do anything anyway. This is just their latest excuse. Remember the scriptures? And, you know, I have to bring up some scripture in this because I read scripture every day. Wars and rumors of wars. Do you know what I used to think that meant? And I apparently was so wrong. I used to think that meant wars and then maybe rumblings of war. Okay. Wars, rumblings of war. And I used to think that's what it meant. But when you look up the word rumor, it actually means disseminating half-truths. So then I started wondering why it's in there. Why is that written in there? Because I could see saying there'll be wars, but why the rumor of wars? It's a really interesting phrase, isn't it? And it didn't need to be said, really. You could have just said wars, but rumors of wars. That's kind of an interesting piece because when I look back, like I just said, on all the wars that we've had, there have been a lot of half-truths behind them as it came out later. And it always took a long time for it to come out because we are a very emotional people. We get involved and we want to help people. And that's the good part about us. I wouldn't change that. I really wouldn't. But I think that in people's guts, they're feeling like the timing of this was very strange. Almost too strange with the government shutdown looming because there were monies that were going to go to Ukraine, possibly shutting down. And all of a sudden you have this ramped up effort for no reason. There wasn't a reason, except very minor things that have been happening all along, to provoke this. So the timing's really strange. Okay. And I don't know that we can not see that or mention it. And right away, the stories of grandmothers and babies being killed and raping women. And I'm sorry, but you're going into a country that is obviously well armed to take you out. And those are the first things you're doing when you're up against an army that could take you out in 2 seconds. And are they going in for territory? Because it's not really clear what they're doing. They're just going in to wreak havoc. I'm not understanding that. That usually isn't the case. And like I said, people here, you know, when they talk about immediately, they said within 3 days that the United States, this is Reuters and AP, so you know where it's coming from, said that they were going to come here. Well, people were saying, well, yeah, we have an open border. We do. And they said ISIS was going to do the same thing, but they didn't. And then they're saying Hamas cells are here. Could there be? Yes. Plausible. Okay. We don't know who's coming through that border. And our government isn't defending our border. At the same time, we have a country that's 90% armed. So the likelihood of something like that happening, knowing that, might not be. But you know what the problem here is? Here's the real crux of it. They want you to feel paralyzed with fear over the perception of illness, obviously with COVID, and the perception of fear of violence happening anywhere at any time. Why? Why do they want you to perceive fear on both fronts? Because then you no longer move around anonymously and freely, dear citizen. They just take more liberty away for safety on both fronts. Be right back on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Stay with me. You got to stay with me.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that have righteousness than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will have plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed, and they will go up in smoke.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back here with you on The Alex Jones Show. Glad to be with you. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. I'm asking questions. I feel like we should be, because we're Americans when things don't make sense, but I also feel like right now, things are very emotional out there, and people are very quick to jump down each other's throats and tell them how to think, and that thought process has to come from mainstream media. And the weird part is that we know our government lies to us about everything, our health and banking. And I mean, you name it, they're lying. Okay. But when it comes to foreign affairs, they're suddenly always telling the truth. I've never understood that. It's a very bizarre thought to have, that you would believe them in foreign affairs, but in nothing else. Because once a liar, a liar. So I think you have to question at this point. And I know people get upset at the thought of questioning. I know they do. And I don't know why. I actually think questions actually kind of give me peace, because I feel like I'm still thinking. I feel like I'm still critically thinking about something, and I'm not on the emotional side of things. And it's easy to get emotional because you don't want to think people are being, you know, harmed and raped and murdered and things like that. And I get that. And I would always feel bad for any real victims in that situation. And I'm sure there are. And that's despicable. And we should always condemn that. That's why I say I would fly a flag that says I stand with the people of Israel, but I don't trust their government, because I don't trust any government. In January of this year, they had a massive war game between Israel and the United States, with both of us on the same page, obviously. And this was dubbed Juniper Oak 2023, and it involved over 140 aircraft, 12 naval vessels, artillery systems, both nations drilling in Israel and Eastern Mediterranean. These games went down in January. There's a huge amount of footage coming from these, because they had professional photographers come and videographers, and they captured a lot of footage from this. And the footage looks very real. And I mean, extremely real, as if it's a real attack. I mean, smoke in the background and people being harmed and all kinds of things, okay, were being shown. And this war game, went on for a little while here in January. And I started seeing some of the footage of this being passed off as what was going on now. Now, that could be a mistake, of course. But it was really strange, because I was seeing the same pictures from the drills, and then seeing the pictures on TV. And I remember with COVID, we saw hospitals, right? And they were claiming to have these hospitals in certain locations. And then, of course, it came out that these hospitals were not in those locations, and they were not filled to the brim with people. So it's not like we haven't been lied to before. And I thought that that was kind of strange. And the footage, I mean, we're talking all kinds of blood and all kinds of things in these pieces of footage. I mean, which make you really, I mean, it looks like a real battle. I mean, it was very realistic, which I'm sure drills, do they need to be? Sure. Okay. I can see that, but you'll notice that in the pictures online, a lot of it, you know, is saying urban warfare drill in Israel, you know, a drill. So I'm hoping we're not confusing drill footage with actual footage, because that wouldn't be okay. And they were also preparing for chemical attacks and things like that in this drill. Also, I have to say that the drone attack, I just saw the drones being allowed to come in, and I thought, well, that's kind of strange. They can get rid of drones in a heartbeat. But there were also similar headlines of drone attacks with Syria and different things like that too. So we also saw the same storylines there. Okay. So that was strange. I remember Smedley Butler 90 years ago said, war is just a racket. A racket is best described, I believe, as something that is not what it seems to the majority of people. Only a small inside group knows what it's about. It is conducted for the benefit of the very few at the expense of the masses. When Ron Paul was talking about Israel funding Hamas in the beginning, and whether who knows where it stands now, but in the beginning they were funding Hamas, and talked about, there were a lot of people talking about how the people of Israel could be very much used as pawns. And I very much agree with the fact that that could be, because of the fact that we're used as pawns. Why would it be any different? Why would these governments be any different? The headlines coming across, of course, are the very, very similar. Jerusalem's a ghost town. Israel preps ground invasion. Why haven't they been doing that? SEAL team for hostage rescues. They have plenty of military to fight this. And so I don't know why so quickly we're going over to step in. Okay. And if it's for the Americans, okay. But that part doesn't make sense, because I know that they are, they have a huge, huge, huge army. So that seems really, really strange. And then today's headlines, the news came out and it talked about, the fact that, they were mounting this ground defense, and they were also saying that, they were finally going to use, tanks, or they were finally going to use some big equipment. And they were also on the verge of forming a war cabinet, that Netanyahu was forming a war cabinet. And I thought that was kind of weird with the defense minister, because I would imagine they would already have that. Doesn't make sense with Gantz's National Unity Party. I would imagine they would already have those things, but we're hearing that they don't. So if anyone can fill in, those blanks for me, I would really appreciate that too, because that's not making sense either. So much of this doesn't make sense. The timing, the reasons, the way it happened, the hang gliders, the drones, those things could be taken care of in minutes. It was really reminiscent of 9/11, when our Air Force pilot, when the jets were sent out on a drill that mimicked 9/11, the drill itself mimicked a scenario of 9/11, and they were sent out an hour and a half away so that they couldn't respond to the planes or get up near the planes, which they would have in minutes normally. And the guy that was heading up that drill was new, brand new. So that was kind of an interesting component, but it was very reminiscent of that. It was our own Air Force was sent far away so that they couldn't respond and get up near the planes when the planes come into airspace that obviously they would have in a heartbeat been sent to do that. It was very reminiscent of that. And there was no explanation for that. And in Syria, I remember catching a lot of heat in the beginning, because I was questioning. I said, you know, this is a guy that people elected in their country, whether I agree with what he does or not, they elected him. And we had him on 60 Minutes and they were doing all these interviews with him, and he seemed like a pretty normal guy. And then all of a sudden Obama, with his headlines of he's gassing his people for no apparent reason, just all of a sudden went crazy, I guess. That was the headline, and wanted to stoke the war over there and take him out. Then Trump came in. We didn't take Assad out. And, I was grateful for that, but I remember everybody was very, very emotional over a couple of pictures. Remember Time Magazine? Time Magazine showed, in Bosnia, the guy behind the fence in a concentration camp, is what they were saying, and he was emaciated. Well, the truth was, it came out later that the guy was standing on the outside of the fence and he actually had an illness that caused him to look that way. Very reminiscent of the polar bear that they tried to pass off as didn't have enough ice, and then all of a sudden it was a sickly bear. They chose a bear who was actually a sickly bear to pass off climate change with the ice age. And by the way, in 20 years the ice is still slowly melting, not yet melted, slowly melting. That's a slow melt. So. We get all of these pictures in our minds of these things that are happening. And so my advice on this, because the headlines are so reminiscent of things that we've seen before that came out and they weren't truthful, that we take a really measured approach in really going in and doing some research and really looking and critically thinking about every single thing we're told in the media. I think the media lies to us in this country. I think they lie about our health. I think they lie about bank. I think they lie about everything. And then I think they also lie about foreign affairs consistently, and they have for over 100 years. Why would it be any different today? So with that being said, as a good American, I would say you ask more questions. You don't follow blindly. We question everything. And then if everything shakes out well, and that would be sad, obviously. And nobody wants to see anything like that happen. But what I find kind of interesting too is that we are a people around the world that just want to live our lives and have some peace. And I see mostly the governments are having a hard time with that and want the violence and want the exchanges and want us to live in fear of our perception of violence, because it just brings on more control for them. So they're the only ones really going around stoking all the fires of contention. We have most people around the world just want to live pretty peaceably and live their lives. And so that's what I'm in favor of today is people. People around the world that I think are fabulous people, and I want to support people. Thanks, you guys. I have questions. What can I say? I've got questions. For the Alex Jones Show, I'm Kate Daly. Thanks for tuning in.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1-5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract using Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
When I tell you we have the ultimate bone broth, hands down, this is the most concentrated, high-quality bone broth there is. Concentrated chicken broth, patented, amazing. Then a huge dose of chaga mushroom, a massive dose of bee pollen, a gigantic dose of highest quality turmeric, and then it just gets crazier from there. It's about to sell out. We haven't had it in stock for years. This first new run is about to sell out. Get it discounted right now. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. And once you get addicted to it, once you get blown away by it, once you feel your joints and your energy, your stamina accelerate, then become a regular customer for bone broth, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, spread the word about InfoWars, about the live show, and about all the other great products, because these are great products that power your life, plus they fund our operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We're selling out ultimate bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off, about to sell out.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.